This is the High School Game of the Week on WHAM. Tonight's game is brought to you by Sheehy Ford of Ashland on Route 1 and online at SheehyFordAshland.com. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Crown Limousine Service for corporate travel, tacky light tours, and more. Call 368-0229 or go to CrownLimousine.net. It's time for the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. Let's go live to the stadium and your host, Rob Witham.
And a very pleasant good evening, everyone. We bid you greetings from Stafford, Virginia, as we begin the 2015 Virginia High School League football playoffs. Week number one finds us on the campus of Mountain View High School as the Atlee Raiders begin a new era in playoff football. After being in the 5A South region for the first 2 years under new VHSL reclassification, they did some reshuffling and realignment over the summer, and they now find themselves in 5A North. And therefore, they're out of that 18 pool of death that they went through the last couple of years, where they saw their 13 and 14 seasons end in Chester here on the Game of the Week at the hands of eventual state champions LC Byrd. If the Raiders see the Skyhawks again in 2015, it would have to be at the state championship because Atlee's on the other side of the bracket. But waiting on the other side of the bracket are some of the top teams in the Commonwealth, including Tuscarora, who ended up being the 5A state finalist last year, had the lead on Byrd in Charlottesville before the Skyhawks came back for the second half victory. And in front of us here tonight, the number 7 seed, Mountain View, the only team in the area to beat Colonial Forge, who's the top seed in the 6A bracket that includes our Richmond area schools, such as Thomas Dale, Cosby, and Manchester. Now, they've gone through a gauntlet here the last few weeks, finishing up their regular season. Starting 6-0, they ended 7-3. But those three losses were to three of the top teams in 5A North. In 5A North, the top teams are this. Number 1, Massaponics. That was one of the games. Number 2, Tuscarora, we mentioned. Number 3, Brook Point. That was one of their games. And then last Friday night in their regular season finale, it was a 37-35 heartbreaking loss to North Stafford that allowed North Stafford to overtake Mountain View in the 5A North region standings, making North Stafford the 6th seed. They're at home hosting Albemarle tonight. Here, the Raiders of Atlee staying at number 10 despite their win over Armstrong in the regular season finale a week ago. They get the ticket and the trip here to Stafford County, to a school that's been open a decade. It opened in 2005. Some of you familiar with Mountain View because Lee Davis opened their 2013 and 14 seasons with a regular season home and home against Mountain View. And it ended up being two wins for Mountain View, both one here at home and one down in Mechanicsville. Wildcats come in at 7-3. Again, they started the season 6-0. One of those wins against Colonial Forge, the top seed in 6A South Central. They finished their regular season at 9-1. For the Atlee Raiders, they come in at 6-4. You'll recall on the Game of the Week 3 weeks ago, we had them live at home against Patrick Henry in what was at that point a game where there was a sense of urgency, not quite desperation, for both teams trying to get into the 5A North playoffs. The Raiders got the win that night. That prompted them to go on a three-game winning streak with victories over both Verina and Armstrong to end the regular season, go to 6-4, clinch the number 10 seed, and get this game tonight. And if you'll recall, talking to Coach Johnson on the RVA Sports Network scoreboard show after the game 3 weeks ago, he said, hey, we just want to get in the tournament. We just want to get in the field, and we want to be playing our best football at that point. And once we can do that, then we feel like we can hang with just about anybody. Basically, Coach Roscoe Johnson was saying, all we want is an opportunity. Well, the opportunity is now here on the beautiful turf field. If you've ever been to Randolph-Macon, you know what Day Field looks like, the new field that was put in 2011 when they redid the football stadium and turned it from east to west to north to south, the synthetic field turf surface. Well, here at Mountain View, they have the same thing. And on it, about 45 minutes or so ago, I was talking with Coach Johnson before we hit the air tonight. and it is a much shorter field. It's not as tall, not as springy as Day Field at Randolph-Macon. It's a different surface. It's a little bit like the new turf field over at the new Huguenot High School in South Richmond, which Coach Johnson told me his team has practiced on. So they have some experience in terms of practicing on a field like this, but obviously they have not played a regular season game this year on a field like this. So advantage to the Wildcats there. Mountain View led by a double attack. Rushing, you're going to see a lot of Ahmad Tweedy, their junior quarterback. He's also a threat in the air. One of his best games of the year this past week in that two-point loss to North Stafford, going for 276 yards. And behind him, Jamil Collison-Coffey, who has over 1,200 yards rushing on the season. He rushed for 76 yards and at least one score in that game last week. And it's going to be a two-prong rushing attack. But Tweedy proved last week he's not necessarily averse to putting the football up in the air. He was 17 of 27 for those 276 passing yards in the game against North Stafford. Raiders got here before we did, and we thought we were early. We pulled up about 5 o'clock Eastern time to make sure we beat the 95 traffic and didn't risk anything there. And when I walked into the stadium, Coach Johnson and his coaching staff and several of his players were already out on the field, just kind of getting a sense, getting a feel for what they were about to experience in their first ever playoff game in the 5A North region. Well, this is, of course, one of three big playoff games involving Hanover County Schools here tonight in round one, all in different regions. Atlee here in front of us in 5A North coming up top of the hour against Mountain View. Coming up top of the hour across the river in, across town, I should say, at Douglas Freeman High School. First round of 5A South Central. Lee Davis gets back in the playoffs for the first time since 2012. And for the first time under second-year head coach Ryan Turnage, they turned it around this year from 2-8 to 8-2. And the Confederates are the 5 seed, and they get set to take on the Rebels, the number 4 seed, who ended up 9-1 after their loss to Hermitage in the regular season finale last week at Chester Fritz Stadium. 28-0 was the final score there. That allowed, of course, Hermitage to go unbeaten. They ended up as the number 2 seed over in 5A South Central. They've got a date with Henrico coming up at the top of the hour. And there's a lot more coming up, too. Mark Davis and I will go through all of it in just a second. The other county game, it's a 7:30 and gets underway as the 7th seed Louisa Lions come to Route 301 for their first trip ever to take on the Hawks of Hanover. Clayton Cheatham back at quarterback, had a big game in the win over Henrico last week on senior night to vault over Monacan and get the number 2 seed in that 18 pod of conferences 19 and 20. And if Hanover gets a win tonight, they would host the winner of Dinwiddie-Monacan in round 2 of 4A East next week. We're going to come back after this commercial break and sit down and talk with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis. And Mark and I will break down everything going on across the Central Region tonight and tomorrow from 6A all the way to 3A, as well as VISAA state semifinal action tonight and tomorrow as well. All of that is coming up next as the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland at SheehyFordAshland.com continues. Your next car, truck, or SUV is online and available and waiting for you to see it right now. So do the two-screen experience. Listen to our game, and at the same time, go to SheehyFordAshland.com. And trust me, from personal experience, I know Kevin, Derek, and company will treat you right, will take care of business, and will get you set up in what you need. SheehyFordAshland.com. My conversation with Mark Davis of NBC 12 is next after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week Playoff Edition on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network. See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service on all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheehyFordAshland.com. SheehyFordAshland.com.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
Back on the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford Ashland at SheehyFordAshland.com. Rob Witham along with you, and as we get set for first round football playoff action here at the top of the hour, let's get a look at all the playoff action coming up tonight and tomorrow across the central region, both VHSL and VISAA, as we sit down with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis. Mark, engines charged, fired up, no more having to worry about ratings points and tenths of a point. Now it's simply about winning football games.
Yeah, it sure is. Back for the playoffs, and you know, a lot of really good matchups tonight here in the opening round. So a lot to look forward to, and it's going to be a fun drive here to December to see who can kind of hang on and keep their season alive. But you know, things change when it's do or die for these teams, so it's always exciting to see.
Which will start in 5A South, which of course is consists of all Richmond area teams, and we do so. And I'm going to kind of play off that comment you just made, Mark, and talk about the very first game that's listed, and that is the 1-8 game. Now, last year we walked into this game, and most people thought Highland Springs, who had beaten Meadowbrook earlier in that season, would have no problem with the Monarchs. And lo and behold, it was a last-second comeback victory for the then-top-seeded Highland Springs Springers. Well, what do you know? Look who they've got to play in round one. It's Meadowbrook again. And I'm sure that there have been some flashbacks this week, but I have a feeling this might be a different Springers team.
Well, that, you know, you saw these two teams met earlier this season too, 31-14 Highland Springs wins, so not two totally unfamiliar teams. You know, we've said so before, though, that Meadowbrook had that very tough first three games, you know, facing Byrd, Hermitage, and Highland Springs. So they've been in those battles, and, you know, now's the time you can start to see it pay off. We saw them, you know, really ramp up and finish the season 5-2. You know, in their last seven games. So that was obviously, you know, they got some really good experience from those first three games, albeit them losses. You know, but it'll be fun to see if they can kind of have a repeat performance. You know that on one hand, the people in that game on the Meadowbrook side maybe have a little bit of confidence, like on this stage we can hang with these guys. Then again, you have the other side, which is the top-seeded Springers, who are like, this time let's slam the door. Because our guy even said to us, you know, earlier in the week, hey, I remember being at that game and I got what I needed and I left because I thought Highland Springs had it in the bag. And then all of a sudden you see the Monarchs charge back and it was like, whoa. You know, we'll see what happens there. But the fun thing about playoffs, just one of many examples I'm sure we'll talk about throughout the next 5 weeks, you know, of playoff football.
Meadowbrook at the top of the hour at Kreider against Highland Springs. Highland Springs looking to cruise in round one, get confidence going into round two. Well, they'll get the winner of Lee Davis, Douglas Freeman, which is going to be a very interesting and I think evenly matched football game. Lee Davis coming off the Tomato Bowl win over Patrick Henry that we had here on the Game of the Week. Freeman 9-1, their only loss last week at Hermitage. No shame there. Now you repack, you recharge, you refuel, and get set for the second season. I don't think we're going to find a more evenly matched game in the area than this one tonight.
No, we were up at Lee Davis earlier in the week for some fall signing day festivities, and Trip Metzger, their athletic director, was telling me they scrimmage Freeman at the beginning of every season. Mm-hmm. And even then, they saw how evenly matched these teams were. And as they've gone through the regular season here, you know, we see Freeman 9-1, Lee Davis 8-2. Obviously, the Confederates in that very challenging Capital District schedule. Freeman's only lost to Herm, Rob, as you mentioned. No shame in that. But, you know, everybody involved in this game even expects it to be close, I think. This could be your highlight game of the evening, the closest one, the one that's the biggest nail-biter. This is the one that we have our eye on to be pretty close tonight. So it should be fun.
Now, on the other side of the bracket, Mark, we finally get through all the tiebreakers, and VHSL releases the official numbers on Sunday. And even though they're the three-time state champions and undefeated, L.C. Byrd gets the three seed out of conferences 11 and 12 in this 5A South Central. And coming in is one Chesterfield team they did not see in the regular season, and maybe for some a surprise team in this 18 pod, and that's the Warriors of Metoaka coming in at 7-3.
Yeah, Metoaka's back in the playoffs for the first time since 2006, and the Warriors' reward? Getting a team that's won 14 straight playoff games.
Right.
So, you know, obviously, you know, I think Byrd's still a prohibitive favorite here. But you know, the Warriors are going at this head on. They are going at this. They're embracing this opportunity, really relishing this underdog role. You know, really, you know, grasping that chance to do something that everyone else sees as unlikely. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see how they come out tonight. And you know, then again, Bird obviously, you know, has that defense. That defense has given up 13 points all season. You know, amazing when you think about that. 52-2 since 2012. You know, the numbers are staggering. But even David Bedwell said this is easily the toughest bracket in the state when you look at 5A South between the beach and here and running that gauntlet. So, you know, he's definitely not overlooking this year's up-and-coming, you know, team for the playoffs.
No doubt. And on the other side of that bracket, you have a team in Hermitage who, again, runs the table at 10-0, again, looking not to be disappointed in the postseason, where last year they were knocked out in the state quarters by LC Bird and Thanksgiving weekend. They haven't been able to muster or win over Bird since 2011. In fact, they're the last team to beat Bird in the postseason. And with a win over Henrico coming up here top of the hour, it's very possible that they could end up having to host LC Bird yet another time. It almost seems like you can't have the playoffs without those two meeting, but Henrico would love to crash that party.
Yeah, that would be, you know, and again, nothing's happened tonight yet, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right, but this would be the fifth straight meeting in the playoffs between Bird and Hermitage. So, you know, but still, they got to get through the 48 minutes that we have tonight, and for Hermitage, that's Henrico, a team they beat in this round last year. Obviously, you know, Henrico, you know, the seventh seed this year, I'm sure they were hoping to do a little better and get a little bit higher, especially with all the experience they have back, but kind of same thing as Matoaka, a chance to come in here and kind of shock the world, per se. So, you know, they're embracing that chance, and they're not going to shy away from the Panthers, but, you know, Hermitage looks pretty solid, so, you know, that's going to be a tough test for them.
But for teams like Henrico, Matoaka on the road, Meadowbrook on the road here in 5A South Central, it's go, play your hardest, leave yep. everything out on the field. You take your best shot, you see what happens, so we'll find out as the evening progresses. That's 5A South Central. We're in 5A North, of course, with Atlee and Mountain View, the 7-10 game live from Stafford coming up here in just a few moments on the game of the week. Let's move over to 4A East. Mark coming up bottom of the hour. Dinwiddie and Monacan getting ready for their 6-3 game. 4A East decided this year to separate into two 18 pods, such as 5A South does. A lot of it for transportation cost and other cost purposes. It's kind of North versus Central. But it ended up that two of our teams here in the area have the 6-3 game, and it's kind of a shame. You know, Dinwiddie and Monacan both have teams that could go very far in this postseason, and unfortunately, the season's going to end for one of them tonight.
Yeah, we saw this 2 years ago with Hermitage and Highland Springs playing each other in that 4-5 game over in 5A South. That was the first year of this new system. Mm-hmm. Now you see it with Monacan and Dinwiddie. Monacan obviously rolling, you know, 9-1. You know, dropping number 3 seed below Hanover and Cortland, maybe a little hurt by some of the Dominion District scheduling with Huguenot, and teams didn't have as good a years. They'll be ready for Dinwiddie. This is a good 3-6 matchup, and, you know, we've seen Dinwiddie be able to really turn on that offense and have some defensive success, too. So it's kind of which Dinwiddie team shows up that could decide this one.
Our Preston Hauser will be on Twitter live tweeting that game from Monacan High School, so follow him at Preston RVASN. That's at Preston RVASN, and, of course, we'll be retweeting his coverage on our Twitter network throughout the night as well. The other game of interest for us in this particular 18 pod in 4A East, Louisa comes to Hanover. First time these two schools, though adjacent in land, have ever met each other in regular season or postseason. For the Hawks, they get Clayton Cheatham back at just the right time. Great night for him as they get that win over Henrico so they can vault over Monacan, and they have that 2 seed, which is huge. First, you got to win tonight, but if you do, then you get to stay home when the survivor of the Monacan Chiefs and the Dinwiddie Generals comes calling your way.
I like this 4A East bracket, rather. It's exciting. I like, you know, I like all our teams and the way they've all played this season. Really, you know, it's a coin toss on a lot of these. You know, Hanover and Louisa, you know, Louisa has, you know, had some ups and downs this year, but, you know, making the playoffs a little west of here. But, you know, Hanover, like you said, Rob, getting Clayton Cheatham back is so key at the right time. Now they can utilize Marcus Bazala at running back, and they have kind of a two-headed monster back there, per se, for the Hawks. So, you know, I look to them to have success tonight. I think they're going to start to click here, and, you know, they definitely have as good a chance as anybody to make a pretty deep run.
And you talk about the fact how evenly matched 4A East is. Let's not forget the 8-1 game is a rematch of a game just a few weeks ago where number 8 King George beat number 1 Cortland. So this 4A East bracket could be pretty wild before all things are said and done. And, of course, eventually the winner will get the winner out of 17 and 18, which, of course, includes two undefeated teams in Lake Taylor and Lafayette. On the sidelines, pregame show continuing. Rob Witham along with you. Here is Mark Davis with us from NBC 12. A couple of 3A East games of note. There's one tonight. Armstrong is traveling up to James Monroe in the first round in the Conference 26-28 subregion there in that 2-7 matchup. And then two games real quick tomorrow. Mark, I wanted to get your comments on. The 8-1 game in that same pod between Petersburg and Hopewell at Mirner Field. Obviously, Hopewell will be favored, but nothing like having to face an arch rival in the first round. And then Colonial Heights over on the other side of 3A East in conferences 25 and 27. They got to go to York, but coming off a win. And so a very interesting situation tomorrow afternoon for the Colonials. And then, of course, the Wave and the Blue Devils getting together.
Yeah, the Colonials, you know, they've been fun to see this season because they've struggled so much the past few years. And now to get four wins, including a win over a 5A school against Prince George earlier in the season, I mean, they are definitely on the right track, and you know, can't say enough about what they've done and their coaching staff up there, or down there rather, and you know, everything they've accomplished. So win or lose today, you know, pat on the back to the Colonials, but hopefully they can. It's a 4-5 game, so you know, that's also a toss up, and that'd be great to see them get a playoff win, you know, be able to get five wins in a season and move on. I mean, how great would that be for this team? And then yeah, you have that rivalry matchup, Petersburg Hopewell. As you mentioned, Rob, Hopewell's obviously going to be the favorite in that game, but you know, anything can happen there when you have an arch rival coming in. Petersburg just, you know, not the same as they were last year. You know, really, you know, just not rolling like they were, not clicking like they were. So you know, if they can find that again, maybe. But they also lost several people, so you know, maybe it's a rebuilding year there, and they'll be back next year. But you know, like Hopewell, 17 returning starters from last year's team. So you know, they're hoping to make a deep run, and they are. They're number one in this area for a region, right? For a reason in this 3A region.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They could enjoy up to three home games before they'd have to do any traveling, and that would be December. And if you can get in December in football, we know how close you are to a state championship then. Let's skip to 6A South, shall we, Mark, and talk about some of the teams in Chesterfield that made it in. It was a crazy last Friday night of the season there, where you had Cosby knock off Manchester, which hurt Hermitage in the 5A South situation. They also got hurt by TJ upsetting Deep Run, and Hermitage lost the chance at the one seed, ended up winning the tiebreaker on the number two seed. But let's talk about how it affected 6A South. Cosby a couple of weeks ago was in the eighth position, and James River was breathing down their neck. They get the win over James River to kind of repel the Rapids. Then they get this big win over Manchester, and what do they get as a reward? They get the 5 seed, but look who's the 4 seed. They got to go to Manchester. It's take two.
Manchester again, back-to-back weeks, and this time Cosby's going to have to hit the road. And, you know, I say a lot of this a lot for these 6A teams that match up in our area. These are all very, very close games. They have the potential to be. You know, I saw Dale and Cosby, I think, week one, and Dale ended up running away with that a little bit, you know, once we got to the second half. But this, I mean, just how close the Cosby-James River games were last year. And then you look at the Cosby-Manchester game last week, and Manchester was knocking on the door there as time expired. So, you know, you don't know who to pick, you know, and which is the way you want it. So, but it was pretty amazing how that all shaped up and how everybody else affected everybody else in different regions and different classifications and everything last week. So, you know, today, like you mentioned earlier, Rob, no percentage points, not watching many other people, only the matchups that you're concerned with, and off you go. So, you know, this is one of them. It's always fun to see two local teams meet in the playoffs where it's a good mix of local teams and teams from out of the area too. So, you know, it should be a good one, and you know, whoever moves on, you know, is going to have their hands full with presumably Colonial Forge.
Which would be second round if Colonial Forge gets by River Bend tonight. And then the other team here in the area in 6A that gets going, it's Thomas Dale. They get the home game as the 3 seed. They weren't able to get up to the 2 seed, having that loss there last week to close out the season. The last few weeks have not been strong for the Knights. It's time for them to turn it around. They get Woodbridge in tonight, another 6-4 squad, so a chance to kind of wipe the slate clean if you're down there in Knight country and say, okay, let's start from scratch, let's make a run.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously trying to learn things from your losses, but if I'm Kevin Tucker, I'm saying, guys, forget these last 3 weeks, because you do not, you know, it's not, you never want to go into the postseason on a 3-game losing streak, and that's kind of what the Knights have fallen in. I think they rose to number 4 or 5 in our Big 12 poll, I know, you know, several weeks back, you know, and now you're looking at a totally different situation. So still a 3 seed, you know, still a good, still a home game,
yes.
You know, still a chance to make a run here, but just the momentum is not on their side. So you'd like to see that get corrected, and, you know, hopefully they can charge forward.
And this is the time to do it, because it's now or never time, first round of the playoffs here tonight. VISAA postseason, Mark, also getting underway. We got to mention the Richmond Christian Warriors. They get in their first season ever of varsity play. They are down at against a team tonight that they lost to in the regular season, yep, against Roanoke Catholic. Because of that loss, they've got to hit the road So they'll be playing here coming up later on tonight in Division 4. Division 1, Benedictine's got a state semi tomorrow. Division 2, Trinity Episcopal's got a state semi coming up tomorrow. So a chance for three teams in the area here to do some damage with the state championship only a week away, just two rounds in VISAA.
Yeah, Richmond Christian, wow. They have a running back named Aaron Montz who's really fun to watch. He had 1,000 yards through like five games. So, you know, definitely carrying a good load on his shoulders there. But, you know, good for them. Debut season, make the playoffs. You know, whatever happens, happens for these guys, but you know the way they've come together in a short amount of time is really impressive, and you know the way you know they really you know set their bar high very early on, you know, winning a lot early on and by humongous margins too. So good for them to really kind of burst onto the scene here. Benedictine and Trinity, we have two teams who are looking for repeat state titles.
Right.
Two wins away from there, and you know Benedictine's always looked powerful, and you know they won't face either team that they lost to this year. Liberty Christian's in the VHSL, and Woodbury Forest doesn't compete in the VISAA playoffs. So, they have to be feeling pretty good entering this Division One, you know, bracket. Mm-hmm. And then Trinity, obviously, you know, they've been here before, as has Benedictine, and it's always, trying to repeat's tougher. They say winning the second's tougher than the first one. They've been here before, so it's a good thing.
Titans and Cadets about to find out if that is indeed the case. That's all coming up tonight and tomorrow. Coming up tonight, 11:15 on the sidelines with Mark and Matt with some football, but also some hoops because college basketball season starts tonight.
Yeah, can't ignore the Rams and Spiders tipping off their season. So Matt's going to be live. He'll be live at the Robins Center. He was live at the Robins Center earlier this evening. Then he's going to shoot across to the Siegel Center and be live there during On the Sidelines. VCU's game against Prairie View opening up their schedule tonight. Richmond, of course, playing in-state foe James Madison. So we'll have you covered there. But I promise you, a bulk of the show is going to be football. We're going to have so many of these matchups from here, and we're really looking forward to it getting started, seeing who's going to advance, and you know we'll sort out everything for you guys, and hope you'll join us at 11:15.
Absolutely, On the Sidelines with Mark and Matt, all the football highlights, plus a dose of some college basketball as the season gets underway. That's tonight, 11:15 on NBC 12. Mark Davis, our thanks for joining us again on the Sidelines pregame show.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Appreciate you having me.
Coming up, it's Atlee, Mountain View, 5A North, first-round coverage. Coming up next after this timeout on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheehyFordAshland.com. SheehyFordAshland.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229. The RVA Sports Network, Richmond's number one source on Twitter for high school sports. Get the latest Richmond area sports news anytime on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. Follow local teams on Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, and Chesterfield Sports. Listen to live exclusive high school sports broadcasts and much, much more on the new RVASportsNetwork.com. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now at RVASportsNetwork.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
Watch out!
The captains are coming out to midfield as we welcome you back to Stafford County, Virginia at Mountain View High School. The Wildcats, the number 7 seed in the 5A North region, hosting the number 10 seeded Raiders of Atlee High School. The home team came out on the field a few moments ago prior to our national anthem. The Raiders were still in the visitors' locker room. They're getting set to come out on the far side of the field. But first, let's set our sights on midfield to find out who wins the toss and who's going to get the football to start the 2015 playoffs. We can tell you already that Douglas Freeman has won the toss and elected to defer to the second half, so Lee Davis is going to get the football at William E. Long Stadium. Our Taylor Luck is there live on Twitter at TaylorRVASN. That's at TaylorRVASN. And, of course, we will be retweeting lots of his tweets tonight on Hanover Sports. Of course, on Twitter, our Twitter network, wherever you are, follow us there. Hanover Sports at Henrico Sports at Chesterfield Sports. And our main network feed is at the RVA Sports Network. The coin is in the air. The call has been made. And the head official is looking at Atlee right now. They have won the toss and elected to defer. So Atlee will start on defense. And Mountain View will get the football to begin the game. And we're getting ready for playoff football action here in 5A North. You're listening to WHAN Ashland Richmond and W275BQ Ashland. Our thanks to Sheehy Ford of Ashland for sponsoring again and all season long the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland at SheehyFordAshland.com as the Atlee Raiders come to the far side of the field, the Atlee marching band playing, and the Atlee faithful who have made the 60-some mile trip north up I-95 off of exit 136 to root their Raiders on. This is the fourth playoff appearance in the last 5 years for the Raiders. It was the fifth season under Coach Roscoe Johnson in 2011 when Atlee made the playoffs for the first time. And you'll recall they won an overtime thriller over Lee Davis in the old Division 5 playoff semis before falling to Hanover in the Division 5 championship. They went 5-5 and missed the 2012 playoffs, but they were back in 2013, their best season under Johnson, where they went 11-2 and went all the way to the state quarterfinals before falling at eventual champion L.C. Byrd. And last year, it was also the Byrd Skyhawks that ended their campaign, but in the first round in 5A South. As we noted at the beginning of our broadcast, Atlee moved by the VHSL to 5A North to join Patrick Henry in Conference 16, and that is why they find themselves tonight not against a Byrd or against a Hermitage, but here in Stafford to take on Mountain View. Lee Davis gets the football to the 30. That game underway at Douglas Freeman. Hanover Louisa, remember, is a 7:30 kick. They won't get started for another half hour. Ethan Radke has it teed at the 40. Mountain View will go left to right across your radio dial, and their one man back deep is Brandon White, and he waits at about the 4-yard line. Radke approaches the tee, and the playoffs are underway. High, returnable, White at the 1. Looking for blockers, right side, 10, and that's it. To the 10, and that is all, as a couple of Raiders come in nicely on the tackle. And deep in their own territory, Mountain View will begin first down. So it's going to be up to Atlee's defense, and we've talked about them so much this season, the issues and problems that they have had. They've played better the last few weeks. They need their best performances of the year now. First down and 10, handoff up the middle, looking for running room and getting close to the 15-yard line. And a final push there from the tailback, Collison Coffey, on his first carry of, I suspect, what will be several tonight. And it'll be second down. We'll call it a gain of 4 to the 15-yard line. Jahanson Shabazz is in at quarterback. in this first series of the evening, and that is a bit of a surprise to us. He's out of the pistol formation, second and six. He'll pitch it left side, got running room across the 20, and upended at the 25-yard line. Demetrius Bell gets the carry at tailback, and he's going to get nice yardage and a first down for the Wildcats out of the 25, and that is a gain of 9. First and 10 Mountain View, and they are able to get out of kind of the shadow of their own end zone as they start the drive at the 10-yard line. Just underway, 5A North Region first-round playoff action. A minute 20 gone by in quarter number one. Atlee won the toss and deferred. Offset eye, out of the pistol, handoff. Collison Coffey with it. He'll get hit right in the middle of the line and fall forward for a yard, yard and a half, close to the 27-yard line. And it'll be second down. Woodbridge Thomas Dale in 6A. They're a 7:30 start. Dinwiddie Monacan is a 7:30 start. Our Preston Hauser will be there with live Twitter updates at Preston RVASN. Second down, 9. After Collison Coffey picks up the 1 yard, it's that offset eye out of the pistol again. Shabazz will fake, look to throw. Got a man complete. It's his tight end. Far side, first down yardage to the 38-yard line. And that is 11 yards. And the first catch of the night goes to Bob Grimskowski for the first down. And again, Shabazz at quarterback. 11-yard pickup to the 38. Manchester Cosby is underway, and a touchdown was negated for Manchester on a fumble recovery due to a penalty. Remember, they played last week. Cosby got the upset win. First down, Collison Coffey. First right, then back left, up the middle to the 40. And that'll be all there as 57. Granted, check that. That's Holmes. Gets the stop from his linebacking position after about a 3-yard carry. Second and 7, Wildcats with 9:20 to go in the first quarter. On the opening drive of the night, from their 41, Bell, the tailback, fake it to him. Shabazz looking to throw across the middle, got a man and overthrows him. Incomplete. Intended for Coghill, coming across the middle. And just the timing of that one, way off. Hermitage and Henrico are underway. And Henrico already has the football in Hermitage territory after a nice kickoff return. Looking forward to our updates from our buddy Rob Welch over there at Henrico High School at Henrico Sport Med on Twitter. We'll be with him next month for the Henrico Holiday Hoops Tournament. We've got live broadcast coverage of first-round action December 28th and the championship December 30th live online on the RBA Sports Network. Third down, 7 to go. Fake the handoff, looking for an end-around, and plenty of running room for Brandon White into Atlee territory and tripped up at the 39. Murray on the coverage there to finally knock him down. White had a mile to run. First down, Wildcats, and they're into Raiders territory. After about a 19-yard carry, fake the handoff. White comes around left side on the reverse. And first down now at the Atlee 39, Mountain View on the drive. Pitch to Bell, right side, looking for a block, got it. 35, tripped up, 33. J.J. Givens comes up to get the stop, but not before a 6-yard gain. And nice work outside by both the receivers and the guard and tackle pulling out, doing some nice blocking work to get that first down yardage, 6 yards. It'll be second and 4. Opening drive of the night, no score. 8 minutes, 5 seconds to go, first quarter, 5A North, first round action. And we have a referee's whistle, and I believe Mountain View has asked for time. And they have. Mountain View, the Wildcats want to talk it over. And they'll do so at the Atlee 33-yard line. It'll be second down and about 4. Coming out of the timeout. Well, surprise, surprise. Matoaka has scored first on L.C. Byrd. First, it's surprising because, obviously, it's L.C. Byrd. And second, they've given up less than 20 points all year. But the Warriors take the lead, 6-0. on LC Bird and Chester. Lee Davis is threatening. They are inside, or just outside, I should say, the Douglas Freeman 30, facing a 2nd and 10 on their opening drive in 5A South with Douglas Freeman. Right now, coming out of the timeout, Mountain View has a 2nd and 4 from the 33. Fake it to Collison Coffey. It is thrown and complete, but it's going to be a loss of yardage as White falls down, making the catch back near the original line of scrimmage. Oh, dear. And because Shabazz didn't get enough on that one so that White could start running with the football and try to get to the outside there and turn that corner, he ends up having to come back to the ball, slips, falls on the turf, and it's a loss of 5. 3rd down and 9. Goochland in 2A, their 1-16 game is underway, and the Bulldogs up on 7-0 early on in that one. 3rd and 9 now for Mountain View at the Atlee 38. Shabazz back to pass, blitz coming, hit as he's thrown, pass is intercepted, tipped in the air and picked off by Atlee. Back to the 45-yard line. That is Chris Green on the interception, I believe, or was that Justin Hall? Looked like either, was it 6, 8, or 9? It was 8, so that is Green. We had it right the first time. Chris Green picks off the 3rd down pass, and Atlee will take over at their own 45. Nothing with 7:01 to go first quarter. And as you know, the Raiders with their high-powered offense are ready to start immediately on the whistle. 1st down, penalty marker coming in as A.J. Zoller fights for yardage to midfield, but this might be coming back. And we'll have our first flag of the night right after our first turnover of the night. And there's a block below the waist. Penalty against Atlee. And that, of course, will knock them back and not the start that the Raiders were looking for. Penalty yardage backed him up all the way to the 31-yard line. 15 from the spot of the foul, which would have been the 46, a yard past the line of scrimmage. Now the Raiders suddenly face a 1st down and 24 after the penalty mark off. Harris gets it quickly to Givens and then incomplete. Givens did not have control of the football. He started running with it and then bobbled it and dropped it. Wildcats defense smartly went for the football thinking, hey, maybe live ball, but the official here on the near side comes in, swipes those arms and says, no, incomplete. It'll be 2nd down and 24. As the Raiders are going to be hard-pressed now to take advantage of that interception to start the game. 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side. They'll swing it out to Justin Hall. 35, 40, and goes out of bounds at the 42-yard line. So 11 yards to Hall on his first catch of the night and the first completion for Rashard Harris. Lee Davis has scored. Touchdown, Confederates, and they take a 7-0 lead at Douglas Freeman in 5A South. 3rd and 12 for the Raiders here at their own 43. Harris looking downfield, got a man open, in and out of the hands of Justin Hall, and you've got to credit Brandon White at the last minute, swiping with the right arm to pick up the deflection and cause the incompletion. And it'll be 4th down, and the Raiders will have to kick it away. So Garrett Morgan coming in to kick, White and Coghill back deep for Mountain View. 3, 6, 9. They may have had 12 players on the field, and I'm not sure the refs caught it. Morgan, very high kick, kind of short, going to take a beautiful Atlee bounce. Now can the Raiders down it? They won't have to. It's going to go out of bounds at the 9-yard line. Beautiful 48-yard kick. So nothing. 6:23 to go first quarter here on the playoff edition of the game of the week. And for the second consecutive possession, Mountain View starts at their 10 or worse. Ball officially down at the 9-yard line. And Shabazz in at quarterback for the 7-3 Mountain View Wildcats. So 7-0 Lee Davis on a Nathan Evans touchdown run at Douglas Freeman. 5 versus 4. And Mountain View has some confusion, and they have to call their second timeout of the half already. So timeout Mountain View, 6:23 left first quarter, and they've only got one timeout left here in the first half. Manchester has scored and takes a 7-0 lead on Cosby. They are already at the 2:08 mark of the first quarter, so a quick first quarter across the river in Chesterfield. We told you earlier about Matoaka taking the surprising 6-0 lead on LC Byrd. And again, Lee Davis with a 7-0 lead at Douglas Freeman. Louisa Hanover kicks at 7:30. So does Dinwiddie Monacan, both of them in 15 minutes. And we'll have constant updates on those tonight as well. Glad you're with us on the Game of the Week playoff edition. Out of their second timeout, the Wildcats set up at their 9. Handoff, Bell. He'll get across the 10, maybe to the 11. Now both refs are coming in and saying to the 10 only and just a yard. Raiders do a fantastic job there of holding the tailback to just a yard. It'll be second down and 9. Coach Johnson doing some substitutional work on the defensive line. He talked to us on the postgame show on our scoreboard show 3 weeks ago after the PH win about how that helped them. Second and 9 from the 10. Handoff Bell. Finds a hole up the middle. Plenty of room. 30, 35, 40 to midfield. And finally brought down in Atlee territory at the 43-yard line. A 47-yard run for Demetrius Bell. And just like that, into Atlee territory. So they're into Raider territory again. Last time it ended in an interception. What will happen this time? 5:30 to go, first quarter. Collison Coffey off left tackle. Plenty of room left side. First down and more. Ball comes loose inside the 25. Raiders pounce on it. Now the question's going to be, do the officials say the knee was down at the 24? That's going to be an awfully close call. It looked like he might have been down prior to. And they're going to say it is Mountain View's football. And I think that's a good call on the officials' part. I know that Raider fans aren't happy about that, but I believe his knee was down at the same time. And that's enough for a first down for the Wildcats. And their running game is starting to fire up. And that is their bread and butter. And Coach Roscoe Johnson knew that, talking to us earlier tonight before we hit the air. And the Raiders are going to have to answer that. Out of that offset I formation from the pistol, Shabazz will hand it to Collison Coffey. Slips one tackle, goes up the middle, inside the 10, and dives all the way down to the 6-yard line. 18 yards, first and goal, Mountain View. 19 and 18-yard runs put Mountain View at the Atlee 6. First down and goal, looking to take the lead here with 4:50 to go, first quarter. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We'll see if they give it to Collison Coffey. They do. Up the middle and down to the 1. Saving the touchdown, Jabril Murray. And it'll be second and goal at the 1-yard line. But the Wildcats are knocking on the door. And we'll see if they give it back to Collison Coffey. Indeed, they do. Looks, got caught behind the line of scrimmage. Can he fall forward? Break the plane? The answer is no. In fact, official coming in here from the near side says a loss of a yard. And so a good job by the middle of the Atlee defense. And it'll be third down and goal from the 2-yard line. We have an official's timeout as we do have a player down at about the spot where the football went down. It is one of the interior linemen for Mountain View. That'll stop the clock with 3:59 to go here in the first quarter. That gives us time to update you and tell you that Douglas Freeman has had to kick it away, and Lee Davis gets the football back with a 7-0 lead midway through quarter number 1 in 5A South action at William E. Long Stadium. Winner of that game gets the winner of Meadowbrook Highland Springs next Friday night. And if it's the number one ranked Springers, it will be over at Kreider Stadium. The interior lineman down is junior guard Dylan Greenwell, and they continue to work on him right at about the 2-yard line in the middle of the field. And of course, as you know, as long as there are teams from Hanover County in the postseason, we'll have live coverage for you here on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM. And of course, our online coverage with the RBA Sports Network at rbasportsnetwork.com and our family of websites, which includes HanoverCountySports.net. Our friends at Patriot Talk Live joining us for a special online broadcast tonight of Louisa Hanover, and that game is getting ready to get started at 7:30. And now coming out of the injury timeout, they are assisting, unfortunately, Greenwell coming off the field, who can put nothing on his left leg and his left foot, and we're hoping that that young man is going to be okay. Greenwell, 6'1", 240 junior for these Wildcats, who started 6-0, finished 7-3, but they had a gauntlet to run, as we talked about in the pregame show. Had Brook Point, had Massaponix, who was unbeaten, and then the 2-point loss to North Stafford last Friday in the regular season finale. Waiting on the officials to tell us we can play, and we can. It's a 3rd and goal from the 2-yard line for Shabazz and Mountain View. Collison Coffey gets it, looks for the hole, and he will get into the end zone. Touchdown, Mountain View. 2 yards out, Collison Coffey gets the score. 6-0 Wildcats. The XP is coming. The football came loose in the end zone, but I believe the official on the far side came in to say touchdown. He broke the plane before he lost possession of the football. Extra point attempt now. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 3:48 to go in the first quarter. Mountain View, 7, at Lee, nothing. Back after this 60-second timeout on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheeheyFordAshland.com. SheeheyFordAshland.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
So honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home.
An impressive 91-yard touchdown drive, and Mountain View chewed up huge tons of yardage on the ground as a squib kick ends up getting back to J.J. Gibbons. He'll run around right end and get to the 35-yard line, and that is where the Raiders will take over 1st and 10. So first down, they need 65 yards to tie. 3:42 to go here in quarter number one. Harris is ready out of the pistol formation. Zoller behind him, 1st and 10, looking for the pass, and it's going to be overthrown, intended for Cole Blackman, incomplete. Trying to hit each other stride for stride, and they weren't on sync. And it'll be 2nd down and 10. Lee Davis has scored again, another Nathan Evans touchdown run. And the Confederates have a 14-0 lead at Douglas Freeman late first quarter. Second and 10, handoff Zoller up the middle, breaks one tackle across the 40, down to the 43-yard line. Nice 8-yard run by A.J. on his first carry of the evening. And it'll be third down and 2 upcoming. And right back to the line they go. Harris to Zoller, first down and more, midfield, keeps his feet going and is able to get down to the Mountain View 44-yard line. First and 10, and the Raiders are in Mountain View territory for the first time tonight. Back to Zoller, up the middle, this time tripped up from behind and brought down after a short gain on first down. Number 51, who is not on our roster, coming up with a nice stop. Second down and 8 after a gain of 2. They're going to go back to Zoller, and this time hit behind the line of scrimmage. Connor Wilcox gets off of his blocker and meets AJ for a 2-yard loss. Great defensive effort one-on-one there, and it will be third down. So third down and 10. Harris with the screen to Hall. It's complete up the middle, and he'll get the first down inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. 16 yards on the completion to Justin Hall. And that screen worked very well. Third down conversion for the Raiders. They're inside the Wildcats 30, trying to answer their touchdown with one of their own. Fake the handoff, complete to Murray, gets away from a man, then loses the football. It's in the air, and the Wildcats will get it at the 24-yard line. Murray gets the catch and then immediately puts the football in the air. And Mountain View will take over at their own 24. And that drive comes to a very quick halt. 1:50 to go here in the first quarter, and the Wildcats take over. One turnover apiece tonight. Mountain View's opening drive looked like it could get points, and then the interception on the tip. Tweedy now in the game at quarterback. Handoff to Bell. Tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. He'll fall forward to the 25-yard line as Dwayne Benson gets the stop. And it'll be second down. Wildcats have already picked up over 100 yards here in this first quarter rushing. They average well over 200 a game. And, of course, most of that 91-yard touchdown drive was thanks to the ground game. Now it's second down. We'll call it a long 8. Fake the handoff. Tweedy gets it to King. It's complete. 30, 35, first down, 40, 45, midfield. Benson has to come back from his linebacker position as breaking three tackles is Brandon White on the catch. And that is a 24-yard completion. Same play they ran where he slipped and fell earlier. Tweedy put plenty of mustard on that football, and he didn't have to wait for it whatsoever. LC Bird 7, Motoaka 6, they are going to the second quarter. From midfield, first down, Wildcats fake the handoff. Tweedy wide open, the tight end, and he'll get first down yardage inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. That is Zach Fairnow on the reception. And that is a 12-yard pitch and catch on first down. Tweedy's got 36 yards passing here in this drive. And Mountain View is threatening again. From the 38-yard line of Atlee, it'll be first and 10 Wildcats. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Handoff, and not much there. Trying to go off right tackle is Bell, and he'll be lucky to get 1 yard as the Raiders win the war on the line of scrimmage and get off the blocker. And we go into the final seconds of quarter number 1 here on the game of the week. We'll see if the Wildcats opt to try to run a play here in the final 10 seconds. They'll go into quarter number 2 with just one of their 3 first half timeouts. And indeed, they're going to let the clock run out. The game of the week is through 1 quarter tonight, and our score is Mountain View 7, at Lee Nothing. Back after this 60-second timeout on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dalgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheeheFordAshland.com. SheeheFordAshland.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
Second quarter underway here on the game of the week. Tweedy will take the football and look to go long. He wants it all, and a penalty marker is coming in. Two flags, in fact. The intended receiver down the middle was Jacob Clark. Looked like Hall was on coverage. And that was a very quick flag, so I have a feeling we're going to have a defensive holding. I think Hall may have thought he got behind and decided to hang on to part of that jersey, and you can't do that. Dinwiddie Monahan underway, and the first big play of that game is a turnover, a fumble. Monahan fumbles it to Dinwiddie, and Dinwiddie has the football inside the Monahan 40. Winner of that one gets the winner of Louisa Hanover, which should now be underway. RVA Sports Network giving you online coverage of that game with our friends at Patriot Talk Live. If you want to listen to Louisa Hanover while you listen to us, just go to the link at HanoverCountySports.net. That's at HanoverCountySports.net. Out of the penalty, 7 seconds into the second quarter. It'll be a first down. Mountain View with the football. At the Atlee, we'll call it 27-yard line. Refs place the ball. They're ready to go. Collison Coffee beside Tweedy. Tweedy is going to roll to his right. Blitz is coming. Got a screen. Collison Coffee with it. Plenty of room. 20, 15, 10. First and goal. Mountain View down to the 8-yard line. It's a 19-yard reception and the perfect antidote to the developing blitz. As Tweedy, 55 yards through the air. And first and goal from the 8-yard line. Lee Davis has scored again. They are leading Douglas Freeman 21-0. And they are just into the second quarter. Thomas Dale Woodbridge is just underway. And Thomas Dale scores. They're up 6-0 on Woodbridge in the 3-6 game in 6A South Central. Here it's first and goal. Ball at about really the 9 rather than the 8-yard line. Tweedy will have Collison Coffee in the I formation behind him. He's out of the pistol. Hand it off. No, he'll fake it. Another end around. And this time the Raiders saw Brandon White coming, and a fantastic individual play there by Will Milstead, number 19. And that's a loss all the way back to the 18-yard line. It'll be second down and goal. So second and goal at the 18 here early in the second quarter. Mountain View takes their time. It's just such a difference of styles. Atlee would prefer the whistle never blew. Tweedy looking to pass and way overthrows his intended receiver. That was Demetrius Bell. That's the first time on this drive that Tweedy was not in stride. And it'll make it third down and goal now from the 18. And, you know, we take the break at the quarter, and it looks like Mountain View is going to march in, take a 2-score lead. Now a critical juncture early on tonight for this Atlee defense. Third down goal at the 18. Tweedy looking to pass, looking far corner of the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Mountain View, 18-yard completion to Brandon White, and it is 13-0. Extra point attempt maybe to come, but hang on. Looks like the Yeah, there's a flag on the play, which we did not see. Our attention was drawn to the back right corner of the end zone, and the touchdown is going to go off the board. Negated by a holding penalty. So it's going to be third and goal, Mountain View, at the Atlee 36-yard line. And you are hearing that correctly. Third and goal from the 36. Obviously two-down territory. Tweedy back to pass. Waits, looks, fires downfield. Looking at the five, and it's going to be intercepted. Atlee will take over at the two-yard line. And that was picked off by Justin Hall. Second interception of the night. And he wins the one-on-one battle on third and goal from the 36. And the Raiders have it at their own two-yard line. 10:22 to the half, but still down just 7-0. And that's the big news coming out of that drive. First down. And that's either Green or Woody now in the game for Zoller. And he's going to get up to the 5-yard line. And that looks like, and folks, I'm telling you, it's hard to see the difference between a 5 and an 8 from this far. Looks like it's Woody on the carry. So 3 for Woody on first down. He'll get the call again. This time second down. He's able to get across the 10 down near the 12. He's going to be very close to first down yardage. It'll be third down and 1 from about the 11 and a half. Woody looking up the middle, and that's enough for a first down. He'll get to the 15. So 3 straight to Woody, and the Raiders will take it to the 15, first and 10. And they're ready. They're just waiting on the referees to say play ball. Harris back to pass, lofts it down the sideline for Givens, and he dropped it. He had it, and he dropped it at the Mountain View 45-yard line. And he falls down to the turf and just lays there for a moment at the 40 and thinks what it might have been. Louisa Hanover is underway. And Job Whalen, their tailback extraordinaire, just a sophomore, scores and takes a 6-0 lead over Hanover. Harris back to pass. He's flushed out of the pocket. He has to get out of there on second down. And he'll get down to the 17 or 18-yard line and gain maybe 2.5 on the scramble. And it's going to be third down and long for the Raiders. Third down, we'll call it 8, approaching 9 to go in the half. Harris back to pass. Screen's not there. And now there's 2 Wildcats there. He's just going to throw it up in the air, and that's going to be almost intercepted. And we've got a penalty marker coming in at the end of the play out of the secondary, so that'll stop the clock with 8:51 to go. That was an ill-advised pass by Harris. You got a decent punter. Better to be sacked at the 5 and let Morgan get you out of damage than to throw it up like that and let an interception possibly become a pick 6. And now with the flag on the field, it makes me wonder if maybe if a Raider is guilty of maybe pushing one of the secondary members. Nope, they're going to say an eligible man downfield. Once that play completely fell apart. Dinwiddie has hit a field goal to take an early 3-0 lead on Monacan first quarter. And it's Hermitage 7, Henrico 6 in the second quarter at 5A South. So when all is said and done, Atlee is going to have to kick it away. Garrett Morgan's going to have to buy him some real estate here as White and Coghill are ready to take the football at midfield. High sidewinder. We may have a penalty marker down where Morgan is. The ball will be downed at the Atlee 47, but now the question is, do we have a roughing the punter penalty? And if we do, it's going to be a first down for the Raiders. Got to be the 15-yard. If it's the 5-yard variety, it's not enough, and the Raiders will have to just kick it again. And we're waiting to see if it's a personal foul. If it's a 5-yard, it's fourth down again. And it is running into the kicker. And that's going to make it a fourth down and two. And I would suspect that they go ahead and kick it again. So fourth and two. And Morgan to kick it one more time. This one off the side of his foot. Cockhill's going to let it go, though. And it will be down by Atlee at the Mountain View 37-yard line. So the Wildcats will take over with 8:28 to go in the first half. And Atlee still down 7-0 in their first ever 5A North playoff football game. King William struggling tonight in 2A East. They are down close to halftime to Stewart's Draft. 10-0 is the score in that one. Still 3-0 Monacan and Dinwiddie. 7-6 Hermitage over Henrico. 7-6 LC Bird leading Matoaca. First down. Quick pass is caught, and it should be just enough for the first down. I'm looking to see if that was White, and it was, and he is down, and we're going to get an official's timeout after a 10-yard completion from Tweedy to White, but White is slow to get up, and the referees will ask for time. 8-11 to the half, 7-0. Mountain View with the lead. It's been a good first half for Brandon White. They don't want to lose him. He's had some key plays for them already this evening. So 21-0 Lee Davis over Douglas Freeman in 5A South. Hanover has just scored to tie Louisa late in the first quarter. And we will wait to get an update on that from our broadcast partners at Patriot Talk Live, as Brandon White still is being attended to near midfield. So Hanover did score. They went for two, and it was no good. Clayton Cheatham finds Jack Chenault for a touchdown pass. And with 2:41 to go in the first quarter, it is a 6-6 tie in that 4A East first-round game. White is halfway coming off the field under his own power. He does look in pretty good shape. He does have his arm draped around one of the athletic trainers helping him out. And we hope that young man is going to be okay. He's had a very important and integral role in this first half and the 7-0 lead for Mountain View. So it will be second down and about a half a yard. They said not quite 10 on that reception from White. Tweedy gives it up the middle to Collison Coffey, and he'll take care of it and get 4 yards and the first down to midfield. Holmes on the stop, and for Tweedy and company, it's first down and 10 right at the 50. As the clock moves under 8 minutes to go, coming up at the half, we will get you updated on all the playoff scores from around the area, and a lot more stuff going on, too. Crown Limousine Service halftime report still to come. Tweedy back to pass on first down. Wants to go long, down the middle. Got Cockhill complete, and he is in. Touchdown, Mountain View. What a beautiful pass, an absolutely gorgeous pass. 50 yards. And in one play, the Wildcats do to the Raiders what the Raiders love to do to everybody else. Quick strike offense. They go for it all, and it works to perfection. Peter Fulton on for the point after attempt. Sumter will hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 14-0 Mountain View. 7:37 to go in the first half. Back after this 60-second timeout on the Game of the Week playoff edition on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility. facility and visit their body shop on Dalgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheheFordAshland.com. SheheFordAshland.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
The ensuing kickoff taken by Justin Hall at his own 2, 15, 20, 25, trying to get around left side, will, and get out of bounds in pretty good field position. Refs are going to mark him down at the 32, so not quite as good as we thought. And Hall will get it to the 32-yard line, and the Raiders will take over first and 10, but now down by 14. Beautiful pass. I cannot understate just how perfect Ahmad Tweedy's twirl down the field to Coghill was for the touchdown. And Coghill had coverage on him, but it was just dropped on a dime. First and 10 Raiders at their own 32, but down by 14. Midway second quarter. Penalty marker coming in, and that'll stop the first down play immediately. Dinwiddie has scored. And they take a 10-0 lead on Monacan in 4A East. Penalty was encroachment against the defense. And so first and 5 from the 37-yard line. Harris back to pass. He's looking long. That's Givens trying to get to it, and he gets collared as he tries to catch the football. And I think he actually caught the ball. There's penalty marker on the field, which is actually big advantage for Atlee, because if he doesn't catch the football, it's a 15-yard penalty. Now, this should be pass complete, and it is ruled complete, and they'll say no thanks to the penalty, and instead, that is going to be 41-yard reception, as Givens was going down and being basically hogtied down to the turf. First down, Raiders. They're waiting for the chain gang to get set up. And Atlee quickly at the Mountain View 22. Handoff, that's Green up the middle. He'll get across the 20 to about the 19. 3 yards. And it'll be second down. I mean, Givens just got leveled, but he held on to the football. Second. They'll say to the 16, got a flag coming. Pass across the middle to Blackman is good for a touchdown, but it's, I believe, going to come back. So penalty marker on the field and hang on to everything. So we've got a penalty against Atlee. Illegal shift that negates the touchdown. And the Raiders will go back. See, the 5-yard mark off will put it at the 24. And it'll be second down and 11. And they'll have to try it again. Third penalty of the night against Atlee. Big. Takes 6 off. Harris. Handoff. Getting the penalty yardage, most of it back, is Green. He'll pick up 4 to the 20. But that's all. And do we have another penalty marker on the field? Yes, we do. And it's going to be a hold against the Raiders. Wow. And remember a few minutes ago when Mountain View had a third and goal from the 36-yard line? The Raiders have got to get to the 12.5. So we're looking at a third and 21. And they're backing up when they should be going forward, trying to cut into this 14-0 lead. Harris looking to pass. Down the middle of the field and overthrows his intended receiver. He had a man open and just put too much on it. Incomplete. And this is a situation where you got a fourth down and very long, but you're not going to punt it. You're certainly going to go for it. It's too long for Ratke. Ratke's got a great leg, but he can't go 51 yards. And so the Raiders will try to convert on a fourth down and 21.5. Harris Back to pass, cross the middle, got Blackman, and he's hit right as the ball comes in. Incomplete. Jacob Clark makes a fantastic play and breaks it up. And the Raiders will turn it over on downs. Perfect timing by Clark on that hit. And Mountain View has it now. First down and 10. 6:23 to go. Oh, check that. Fourth down happened again. And we look down. And they're playing fourth down again, but it doesn't matter because Harris's pass for Givens is incomplete. Okay. Folks can't quite understand that one, but I was just watching the Colorado 30 for 30 this week about Coach Bill McCartney and the infamous fifth down game in 1990 in their split national championship season. And I looked up and I see the yard marker still down toward the 12 and the 22. And I thought, wait a minute. I know the chain gang's not asleep. They're usually the most astute people on the field. So first and 10, handoff to Bell, and Mason Cooper swallows him up for a loss of a yard. Beautiful play individually by Cooper. And it'll be second down. 14-0 at 5:54 to go to the half here on the Game of the Week playoff edition. Second down, Tweedy looking to throw. Once it all again. This one way overthrown. Givens was closest to it. Dives, cannot get it. Coghill, the intended target. So it will be third down and 11. The ball rests at their own 33-yard line. Lee Davis has scored again on a touchdown pass from Moomaw to Miles Johnson. Third week in a row for that connection. 28-7, they lead at Freeman late in the half. Referees are asking for time here on a third and 11 because the Wildcats want to call their final timeout. So timeout on the floor with 5:33 to go before halftime. Crown Limousine Service Halftime Report coming up in just a little bit. We'll get you caught up on all the other playoff action. We'll also get you caught up on day one of college basketball across the area. Big weekend at Randolph-Macon. The volleyball team won their NCAA first-round game this afternoon in New Jersey. And, of course, tomorrow at Day Field is the game. Randolph-Macon, Hamden-Sydney. We'll have live tweet coverage of that one at 1 o'clock on Hanover Sports on Twitter. Randolph-Macon, Hamden-Sydney, the game. Coming up tomorrow. Third and 11 out of the timeout for the Wildcats at their own 33-yard line. Still plenty of time in this first half. Tweedy will hand it off. Collison Coffey gets it, but only going to get about 2.5 yards up to the 35. And it'll be fourth down, and if memory serves me correctly, this will be the first punt of the night for Mountain View. For a East Watch, Chancellor and Eastern View have gone to the half. Chancellor live with a 10-7 lead. The kick is high, end over end, returnable from the 30, and a short return to the 38-yard line. As on the return was Hall, and he got ahead of steam, but then was slammed to the ground. And it will be first down and 10 for the Raiders at their 39, but a three and out for Mountain View. And Atlee takes over at their own 39. 4:52 to go. And down 14-0. They do get the football to start the second half. They had a touchdown on the last drive, and penalties took it away. Handoff on first down. That's Zoller back in the game, and nothing doing there. A.J. back to the original line of scrimmage, and that is all. Second down, Harris to pass, flag on the play. Pass complete up the middle. Murray gets hit a couple of times like a pinball and goes down to the Mountain View 47, but this one is going to come back. And the story of this first half has been missed opportunities because Atlee cannot keep the flags off the field. So we wait the official's call, and they'll back it up to the 35-yard line. And so it will be second down and 14. Harris has to get it to Zoller, swinging out of the backfield. His number one target was covered. And then coming up big again is Connor Wilcox on the stop. Man, that linebacker has had a heck of a first half, especially here in the second quarter. And the loss will go back to the 31. It'll be third down now, and they've got to get 18. Back to pass is Harris. He's got time across the middle. Got Blackman complete. Shakes his man. First down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. And the Raiders quickly up to the line. 30-yard strike from Harris to the University of Virginia commit Cole Blackman. It'll be first and 10. Make it 31 yards to the 38. Handoff, Zoller, up the middle for nice yardage, but it's going to come back because there's another penalty on the field. So, hold up. 3:17 to go in the half. And the Raiders just continue to shoot themselves in the foot. Could have tied it at 7. Didn't. Trying valiantly right now to go cut the 14-point lead. Illegal motion against the Raiders. First and 15. Raiders are just shooting themselves in the foot over and over again, I'm telling you. So it should be first and 15 at the 43. First and 15. And timeout called on the field, I believe, by the Raiders. Monikin is on the board for the first time tonight. Khalid Hamblin with a 48-yard touchdown run. And the Chiefs have cut Dinwiddie's lead to 17-6. That game is in the second quarter. Our Preston Hauser is there live at Monikin, giving us Twitter updates on Preston RVASN on Twitter. That's Preston RVASN. And, of course, our Taylor Luck at Taylor RVASN has been at Lee Davis Douglas Freeman all night, and they're getting set to go to the half. Six penalties, 52 yards, which in some halves won't hurt you, but the ones that they've had at the times that they have had here, especially in this second quarter, have just been monstrous. Let's see if they can talk it over and get it straight and stop getting in their own way. Harris back to pass out of the timeout. Got plenty of time. Looking long, looking for Hall. It's underthrown, and it is going to be intercepted. Down at the one-yard line, Jacob Clark intercepts the football. Wow. The good news for Atlee is that Mountain View has to take over at their own one. The bad news is another turnover. First and 10 Wildcats at their own one now, up 14-0, 3:07 to the half. First down, handoff across the 5 near the 7. Goes Bell for about 6 yards. They have gone to the half at Douglas Freeman, and it is 28-7. Lee Davis with the lead. 28-7. Number 5 leads number 4. Second down here, we'll call it 5. Close to the 7-yard line, Tweedy going to keep it himself this time. Got first down yardage, upended to the 20-yard line. Murray on the stop. Murray had over 120 yards rushing in last week's win over North Stafford, and we have a very late penalty flag coming in after that one. And Tweedy's first run of the night tonight is going to go for a good 14 yards. That's a sideline warning against the Wildcats. And so no yardage on the Markoff. Play will stand, and it'll be first down Mountain View at the 21 with 2:17 to go to the half. So Lee Davis up 28-7 on Freeman at halftime. Hanover Louisa's second quarter still tied 6-6. First and 10 for Tweedy and company. He gives it to Bell. Looked like Tweedy was going to head off to the right side, but he probably should have because he was hit immediately. And he's going to lose a couple of yards. In fact, three back to the 18. Loss of three. Second down, 13. At the 18-yard line. Mountain View out of timeouts, but they are up 14. They don't want to do anything too dangerous this deep in their own territory. Handoff. No, this time Tweedy does hang on to it. Looking to go around right side. He'll get out of bounds at the 23-yard line to stop the clock. Murray covering defensively to push him out at a minute 17 to go in the half. So the ball at the 23, it'll make it a third down and 8 for the Wildcats. Atlee won the toss. They deferred, so they're going to get the ball to start half number 2. The Wildcats at this point, would they love to strike quick? Absolutely. Would you like to be up 21 at the half? No doubt. But by the same token, you also don't want to do something, end up with a fumble, an interception of some sort here, and allow Atlee with a short field to try to score, then get the ball back, only down 7 to start the second half. Third down, Murray will keep it, and he will go immediately down. Penalty marker comes in. He only gets back to the line of scrimmage. Check that, that's Tweedy on the carry. And with a minute 9 to go before the half, clock stops because of the penalty on the field. Incredibly enough, you would think this is the most penalty-filled game we've had all year here on the Game of the Week, but so far it still has a long way to go to catch up 2 weeks ago, Lee Davis, Henrico, where Henrico had 20 penalties alone. Penalty is going to be against the Wildcats, and it's going to be declined by Atlee. Raiders are going to use their second timeout because they start the clock after the penalty call is done. And, of course, they want to stop the clock and have as many seconds on there as possible to get the football back. So, Mountain View will have to punt. Atlee has one timeout left. And they're down 14 to nothing here in the first round of the 5A North Regionals. Hermitage has a turnover. They intercept Henrico shortly before halftime at Chester Fritz. Still just a 7-point game, though, at 13-6. Now, Furman in to kick it away. Two men back for Atlee. It's an end-over-end wobbly kick taken by Blackman at the 47. He'll go around left end, get to the 40, 35. Does he stay in bounds? Yes, he does, and gets a nice return, and I'm looking for flags, and I don't see any. So a big return. They're going to put the football down to the 23-yard line, and this is just what the doctor ordered for the Raiders. First down, 57 seconds, and one time out. All alone in the backfield. Quick pass down to Givens, complete. Breaks two tackles up the middle, and JJ's in. And there are no flags. Touchdown, Atlee Raiders. One play, 23 yards. And much the same play that the Raiders used in the first play of the second half against Hanover, down 25-6 to launch that 31-point third quarter we all remember. They call that play again. And Ratke in for the point after attempt to try to cut it in half, 14-7. If he makes it, the kick is up high into the night, off the scoreboard, and good. 49.9 to go in the half. And the Raiders take advantage of the penalty, of the big Blackman return, and then one play, 23 yards, Harris to Givens. And just like that, it is 14-7. Mountain View again out of timeouts and 49.9 seconds to work with here. And you would think they'd tell Radke to boom it away. In 3A East, James Monroe big over Armstrong, as we unfortunately thought would happen. 41-0's the score, and they've hit the half. Here it's 14-7, and Radke will put it at the 40-yard line. So Harris finds the South Carolina Gamecock commit, J.J. Givens. On the screen, similar to what was set up in week 4 against Hanover, when they were down 25-6 at the half and came back to win 44-40. In a lot of ways, that game saved this Raiders season. And now, all these weeks later, they need to take advantage of it. Step one, complete. Kickoff coming. Radke will boot it away. High but returnable. It'll be Collison Coffey at the 7-yard line. Stops, looks to go right, and down he goes at the 14. First down. And Mountain View will start deep in their own territory. And 45.1 seconds to go. And we talked a moment ago when they were up 14-0 and they didn't want to do anything that would possibly end up in a turnover or a disaster. Now they're right back in that very same position, only the lead's down to 7. And there was something that hasn't been over on the other side of the field most of this half that is now, and that's confidence. Bell on the carry tries to get off the left side, doesn't get much, maybe a yard. We have a Raider down, and the clock will come to a stop at 33.8 to go. Raider defender is down. Checking to see, that's James Moore. And he comes up gingerly. He will walk under his own power back to the far sideline. They've gone to the half at Chester Fritz. And Hermitage is holding on to a 13-6 lead. The 2 seed over number 7, Henrico. Hermitage ended Henrico's season in this very round last year, 40-14. Warriors coming off the disappointing loss to Hanover last week in the regular season finale that put them in the position to have to go to Hermitage tonight. They restart the clock out of the time out for the injury, and Tweedy is going to take a knee, and that will do it for the first half. We are through one half tonight here on the Game of the Week. And the number 7 seed, Mountain View, wanted to go in up 14, will end up going in just 7 ahead with the Raiders scheduled to get the football to start the second half. Our score is Mountain View 14 and at least 7. The Crown Limousine Service Halftime Report will begin after this 2-minute. Calvin will take a 2-minute timeout as you're listening to the Game of the Week live on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229. See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheeheFordAshland.com. SheeheFordAshland.com. The RVA Sports Network, Richmond's number one source on Twitter for high school sports. Get the latest Richmond area sports news anytime on Twitter at The RVA Sportsnet. Follow local teams on Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, and Chesterfield Sports. Listen to live exclusive high school sports broadcasts and much, much more on the new RVASportsNetwork.com. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now at RVASportsNetwork.com.
Cargo theft has become a major problem in the U.S., and the National Insurance Crime Bureau needs your help to put a stop to it. Stolen cargo adds to the cost of merchandise, food, and transportation, and buying stolen goods over the internet or on the street corner is risky and dangerous. Stolen food or pharmaceuticals can pose a real health hazard. If you know something about cargo theft or stolen goods for sale, call your local police or call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
All right, friends, we welcome you back to Stafford County, Virginia, on the campus of Mountain View High School. And frankly, as we begin the Crown Limousine Service halftime report here on WHAN Ashland Richmond and W275BQ Ashland, the Atlee Raiders find themselves in a pretty good position considering the fact that they just continually loaded up and shot themselves in the foot, play after play, flag after flag, with a chance to, right now at this point, they could have anything from a 7-point lead to what they have as a 7-point deficit at 14-7. A second quarter that was just filled with mistakes at the most inopportune times. Rashard Harris with a couple of interceptions in the first half. But by the by, Mountain View goes 3 and out late. Atlee gets an opportunity to get the football with one last chance with a minute and change left. They're able to do that with the big Cole Blackman punt return to the 23. And then Coach Roscoe Johnson looks at offensive coordinator Claude Hadaway Jr. and says, dial up the Hanover play. And they run the screen just like they did play one third quarter against the Hawks back on September 25th. And that one went for pay dirt from, I think, about 67 yards, if memory serves me correctly, to Givens. J.J. Givens, the South Carolina commit, sends it in from 23 this time to cut the lead to 14-7. And that is where we stand at intermission here in Stafford. Quick notes, first half stats. Mountain View with 13 first downs, Atlee with 6, Mountain View with 160 yards rushing and 120 yards passing. So the Raiders are right now on pace to give up over 550 yards of total offense. And we have spoken on many occasions here on the Game of the Week this season when we've had Atlee with their Week 2 win just barely over Mills Godwin, that comeback against Hanover where their defense struggled, especially in the first half, and, of course, in the Highland Springs loss on that Monday night in early October, about how the defense has had some struggles this year. They've played better in the last few weeks, but the competition's been not as strong in the last few weeks. They finished with the teams that were down at the bottom of the Capital District with Patrick Henry, Verina, and Armstrong. They come up here tonight against a 7-3 Wildcat squad, and they've already given up nearly 300 yards. Ahmad Tweedy, 114 yards passing and a touchdown. It is Collison Coffey with 59 yards rushing. He has a touchdown as well. Demetrius Bell with 58 yards on the ground. Tweedy himself with 23. For the Raiders, not able to get much going on the ground game. Zoller with 21. Woody with 13. And Harris so far tonight, 7 of 15, 123 yards, has the one touchdown, had a TD to Blackman, called back due to a penalty. That drive ended in a Harris interception. Givens with 2 catches for 64 yards and a score. But the big play there late first half, Blackman's punt return, that was absolutely huge, setting up the opportunity for Atlee to get the ball, get that score, and have a chance to tie the game when they get the football to start the third quarter. But 280 yards of total offense for Mountain View, not what you want to see on the statistical sheet if you're the Raiders' defense, and especially the defensive coordinator. That is for sure. So 14-7 is our score. here at halftime, 5A North first round game. Atlee, by the way, total offense 167 yards. Time of possession, Mountain View had the football for 16 minutes, which it's a 2-1 advantage over Atlee, and that's not necessarily a thing that Atlee worries or cares about very much. They want to be able to strike when they get the football and strike quickly. Problem with that is twofold. Number one, when you get the opportunity, you got to strike. You can't have penalties, negate touchdowns. And then number two, it does leave your defense on the field quite a bit of time, and you don't want that either. Time of possession, 16:07 to 7:53. For the Raiders. So 14-7 is our score. Let's get you updated on everything else going on. Start of the third quarter at Douglas Freeman. And number 5, Lee Davis, holds a 28-7 lead over the Rebels. As our Taylor Luck is live there, and you can follow him on Twitter at TaylorRVASN. Second quarter about to get underway. In that one, Highland Springs is up big, and they should be second half now. Hermitage and Henrico have gone to the half, and Hermitage with a 13-6 lead over Henrico, but just a 7-point lead. Just seven. You'll recall last year they beat Henrico in the first round, in this particular round, 40-14. But that was Henrico's coming out party season when they turned 3-7 to 7-3. And this year, Henrico wanted to come in and stay a while in 5A South. And they're only down 7 at Chester Fritz. And of course, so many people already talking about the possible 2-3 matchup in round 2 next week between Hermitage and Byrd, which if it happens would be the 5th consecutive year that the Panthers and Skyhawks have played each other in the playoffs. Of course, the last 3 LC Byrd has won. The last team to beat LC Byrd in the postseason, the Hermitage Panthers, November 25th, 2011, almost 4 calendar years ago. So that's your 5A South update. Highland Springs up big on Meadowbrook. Byrd at last check up 7, now third quarter on Metoica, who took an early 6-0 lead, and it was 13-6 at the half, LC Byrd. 13-6 also Hermitage over Henrico, and Lee Davis now third quarter, 28-7 lead on Douglas Freeman. Hanover has scored, and let's go to 4A East now. They are in a dogfight with Louisa. Clayton Cheatham has scored from 15 yards out, but the point after fails, and they are under 2 minutes to the half, 19-14, Hanover by 5. Lions the 7 seed, Hanover the 2 seed. If Hanover can win, they would host the winner of Dinwiddie-Monacan. That game is still in the second quarter, another 7:30 start, and the 6 seed Dinwiddie jumped out to a 17-0 lead at number 3 Monacan. The Chiefs have rallied, scored a touchdown on a long, long run by Hamblin, and then got the 2-point conversion, and so cut it down to 9. 17-8 the score there. The rest of that bracket in conferences 19 and 20, Cortland up on King George at the half, Chancellor with a small lead on Eastern View at the half. That would be the 4-5 game. Cortland, the 1 seed against King George. Winners of those 2 games play each other next week. And the winner of that game will play the winner of Hanover Louisa / Dinwiddie Monacan. So we're going to get almost kind of a Fredericksburg versus Central Virginia sub pairing in the sub region, with the exception of, you know, Louisa. Most people think of them in the Charlottesville area, but we do cover them on our RVA Sports Net Twitter feed, as there are a lot of connections in the Richmond area with Louisa. LC Byrd has scored on their opening drive of the third quarter. They have upped their lead on Metoica now to 15 points, 21-6. And so the Skyhawks, with the 15-point lead and beginning now to assert themselves, as a lot of us figured that they would do. So LC Byrd 21, Metoica 6. That is early third quarter. Thanks to Ricky Whitfield on Twitter for that update. And Preston Hauser reports, touchdown, Dinwiddie, 55-yard pass from Bryce Witt to Derek Jones. Extra point is good, and the Generals are up 24-8 at Monacan second quarter. And what will happen is if Dinwiddie wins and if Hanover is able to hold off Louisa tonight, it would be a rematch of our opening radio game of the week from September 4th when we went down to Dinwiddie and Hanover knocked off the Generals on opening night. That was also the night Clayton Cheatham was hurt, and we didn't see him again in action until last week's win over Henrico. And Dinwiddie, I think, would love the opportunity. I think they'd love the opportunity more to host Louisa, to be honest with you, because they'd be the sixth seed, and they'd get the home game over the seventh seed. But they would not mind having to go to Hanover and try to get back at them. And they have gone to the half at Hanover High School. Hawks 19, Louisa 14. Our buddy Evan Hughes at Patriot Talk Live tells us Clayton Cheatham is responsible for all three touchdowns, and the Hawks get the football to start the second half. Coming up tonight, 11:15 on NBC 12, Richmond's number one choice for news. It's On the Sidelines with Mark and Matt. Matt tonight is going to be down at the Siegel Center, as he is there right now. Just tweeted out that VCU, their opener tonight, they are up 24 points at the under 12 break of the second half. So the Rams' first game under new head coach Will Wade off to a good start. Looks like they're on their way to 1-0. And Matt's going to have highlights from VCU basketball, from Richmond basketball. They open tonight against James Madison. That game is still going on at the Robbins Center. Congratulations to both the VCU and Richmond women's basketball teams. Both of them get wins this afternoon. Coppin State, the victim, at Siegel Center against VCU. Richmond gets a very nice opening afternoon win against Old Dominion. And both of those teams now 1-0 on the season. We're going to take a final two-minute timeout. We come back on the Crown Limousine Service halftime report. We'll get set for second half action. The teams are getting ready to come back onto the field as the Crown Limousine Service halftime report rolls on after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Game of the Week Playoff Edition live on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229, 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net, 368-0229. See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheeheyFordAshland.com. SheeheyFordAshland.com. The RVA Sports Network, Richmond's number one source on Twitter for high school sports. Get the latest Richmond area sports news anytime on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. Follow local teams on Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, and Chesterfield Sports. Listen to live exclusive high school sports broadcasts and much, much more on the new RVASportsNetwork.com. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now at RVASportsNetwork.com.
It's cool to do some things on your own, but when it comes to straightening your teeth, trying to do it yourself can cause serious damage and tooth loss. The American Association of Orthodontists wants everyone to know that moving teeth is a healthcare procedure. It needs the supervision of an expert. Orthodontists are experts in moving teeth and aligning jaws. They have 2 to 3 years of specialized education beyond dental school in an accredited orthodontic residency program. They make sure that your own smile is your best smile. For more, visit MyLifeMySmile.org.
And we welcome you back to the Crown Limousine Service Halftime Report on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network. On the Game of the Week, and we want to thank Steve Morris and the gang at Crown Limousine Service for all of their help this season in getting the Game of the Week on the air again, their fifth year of sponsoring the Game of the Week. Tacky Light Holiday Tours, there's still a few slots available. You need to give them a call at 368-0229. And if you're thinking about prom 2016, go ahead, call them now. Get your reservation in before everybody else does. And, of course, corporate travel, you can't beat Crown Limousine. If you need to come north like we did tonight, Dulles, BWI, Reagan National Airport, you need to go east, Newport News, Williamsburg, Norfolk, and you go down to Raleigh-Durham, no problem. Get with Steve and the gang at Crown Limousine Service, 368-0229. That's 368-0229. Crown Limousine Service, sponsors of our halftime report here on the Game of the Week, all season long on WHAN and online on the RVA Sports Network. A welcome to all of our fans listening on RVASportsNetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, and the rest of our network. And we are just flying on Twitter tonight between what we're doing here and with Preston over at the Dinwiddie-Monacan game, Taylor at Lee Davis and Douglas Freeman, Evan and the gang broadcasting on RVASN, the Louisa Hanover game. That is at the half at 19-14 Hawks. And Louisa looking to try to get close to the upset of the two seed. And Lee Davis has started second half action at Freeman trying to up their lead. Of course, it was 28-7 at half, and they are driving again inside the Douglas Freeman 10. Thank you, Taylor, for your updates tonight. Cortland King George, that 1-8 game in 4A East. Cortland now up 28-0. And so Cortland, number one, looks like they're going to get back from that upset loss to King George a few weeks ago in the regular season. And Cortland, the one seed, will get the winner of Chancellor Eastern View in one half of that conference 19-20 bracket. On the other side are Hanover, Louisa, Dinwiddie, and Monacan. All right, we are ready for second half action. Teams are back. Punting unit, or I should say the kickoff unit, and the return team are out. And the Raiders will get the football to start the second half. And they have hit halftime. Number 6, Dinwiddie, 24. Number 3, Monacan, 8. Second half action getting underway here in Stafford County, Virginia. Rob Witham along with you on the Game of the Week. Calvin Cecil, our producer, back at the station. And it is a bit breezy tonight. The football falls off the tee, and Peter Fulton's going to have to tee it up a second time. Two Raiders back deep to return. Givens, and I believe that's either Hall or Green. It's either an 8 or a 9. Kick is underway. It's a squib kick. Going to be taken by one of the up men at the 30 and down to the 35-yard line. And that's where the Raiders will start. Second half play. So at their own 35, they start down 14-7 here on the Game of the Week. First and 10 for Harris and Atlee. Referees blow the whistle, say, let's get going. Harris is changing up the play, trips here to the near side on first down and 10. Got Blackman complete, 45, midfield, breaks a tackle, down the sideline, one man to beat. Givens is there for the block, touchdown, Atlee Raiders on the first play of the third quarter. Holy cow. Simple pass in the flat to Blackman. Breaks a tackle down the sidelines, and credit Givens for flying down the field. He didn't actually have to throw a block. He just made sure the man trying to come on the corner couldn't knock him out of bounds. And now the point after attempt to tie it from Ethan Ratke with Hall to hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. We're tied. Back in the, let's take a 30-second timeout. It's 14-14, just 21 seconds into the second half. We're back after this 30-second timeout on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229, 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net, 368-0229.
What are you waiting for?
Just like September 25th against Hanover on the road, they were down 19 that night. Tonight, they were just down 7. And in one play, the Atlee Raiders have tied it up. It is 14-14 after a 65-yard pitch and catch. Harris for about 7 to Cole Blackman at the 42. He was at the right hash mark. He comes around the corner, breaks a tackle just before midfield, and then takes off with his deceptive speed down the sidelines, and he was not touched. Extra point good, one play, 21 seconds, and we're tied at 14. Wildcats now looking to strike back as Ratke has it teed at the 40-yard line. L.C. Burt has scored again. They're now up 28-6 on Matoaka. They're on their way to the second round, it looks. Ratke high deep. Coghill gets it right at the 2-yard line. Looking to go right side. Got a block in front of him. 20, 25, 30, 35. Stays up. Midfield. And more. Got a block. And he is finally down all the way inside the 15 at the 15-yard line. 83-yard kickoff return by Trey Coghill. And Mountain View has the ball at the Atlee 15. First down and 10 Wildcats. Wow. What an unbelievable start to this second half. One play touchdown drive for the Raiders to tie it. 83-yard kickoff return by Coghill, and the Wildcats are 15 yards from retaking the lead. First down and 10. Two backs beside Tweedy out of the pistol. He looks to pass. It's complete. Hit immediately is Jared Wood on the stop. Kamari Davis, but not before a gain of 3 yards down to the 12, and it'll be second down and 7. Second half is underway at Hermitage. 13-6, Hermitage with the lead and the football. Second and 7. Going to turn around, give it to Bell. Breaks one tackle, falls forward across the 10, maybe to the 9.5-yard line. Caught from behind. And it's going to be third down and 5 from the 10. Just 90 seconds into this already electrifying third quarter. Tweedy getting the call from his coaches. Joe Casao coming out of the game for Mountain View. Tweedy now with the call. And it'll be third down and 5. Wildcats at the Atlee 10-yard line. Looking to pass. Ball is overthrown, incomplete, intended for Coghill. Givens on the coverage, and that'll bring up an interesting fourth down decision for the Wildcats. We do not know about their kicking game. Their two extra points have been good, but have not been strong. And I believe they're going to go for it. That's what's going to happen. It's fourth down and 5. They can get a first down at the 5-yard line. Tweedy. Back to pass. Looks. Pass. Flag coming in. It's incomplete. Coghill is down on the turf. Givens, I believe, was in coverage. Now, Givens is going to tell you their feet got tangled, but the referees are going to tell you otherwise. Let's see if they officially call it interference or defensive holding. Either way, it's going to be first and goal, Wildcats. And another big Raider penalty. Interference against Atlee. So that should be half the distance to the goal and a first down. First down and goal. And the ball at the 5-yard line. And again, another penalty. They could have had it turned over on downs. Atlee get the football and avert points after the huge kickoff return by Coghill. Here we go. First and goal from the 5. Just under 10 to play. Third quarter. Tweedy turns around, gives it to Bell. Up the middle, looking for the end zone, and he'll fall just short. They'll say knee down at the 2-yard line. 3 yards for Demetrius Hill, and it'll be second and goal. They're getting close to the end of the third quarter. Cosby and Manchester in 6A. And Cosby looking to pull off the back-to-back week wins over Manchester. They're up 21-14. Second and goal from the 2. Heavy formation, offset eye, handoff. And does he break the plane? Yes, he does. It's a touchdown for Mountain View. And that was Collison Coffey getting the handoff and going in from 2 yards out. And they will retake the lead and answer the Raiders. And the point after to come. But the Raiders have nobody to blame but themselves. That fourth down pass interference call giving Mountain View new life. And the extra point attempt is up. And it is good. 9:09 to go in the third quarter. And your score now is Wildcats 21 and Raiders 14. We'll take a 30-second timeout here on the game of the week. The lead back to 7 for the home team here in Stafford. Back after this 30-second timeout on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility, and visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheheFordAshland.com. SheheFordAshland.com.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
So Mountain View punches back after Atlee punches first here in quarter number 3. And the big kickoff return makes a huge difference, but the big difference in that particular touchdown drive for Mountain View is the fourth down pass interference penalty. And the kickoff is coming. And the Raiders are going to have to climb the mountain again. And we're just waiting for the referee's signal, and there it comes. A squib kick. Raiders will pick it up at the 30. That's Kamari Davis with it. He'll get down to the 42-yard line. And so good field position for Atlee. First and 10, and we got a penalty marker on the field. So that'll stop play at 9:03 to go here in the third quarter as we get close to 9 p.m. on this Friday night. Huge weekend of sports in Hanover County. The 3 playoff games going on tonight. The game tomorrow, Randolph-Macon, Hamden-Sydney. Penalty is going to be against Atlee, and it's going to be a personal foul. And so instead of being at the 42, they're going to start this possession at the 27. The Raiders lose tonight. The headline will be too many penalties. So now they got to start 15 yards further. Randolph-Macon women's basketball started tonight. The men, under brand new head coach Josh Merkel, tip off Sunday at 2 at home against Mary Washington. First and 10 Raiders from the 27 after the mark off on the penalty. Harris all alone, back to pass, same completion to Blackman, this time caught from behind, but he'll get 11 to the 38, and it's a first down. So first and 10, and they're at the 38. Quick strike to Hall, but a penalty marker will stop this play. and I suspect it will be against At Lee. False start against the Raiders. And so make it a first and 15. Want to congratulate Randolph-Macon's women, led by PH grad Katie Anderson, getting a win tonight in their opener against Catholic. They are 1-0. They got Mount St. Vincent coming in at 4 p.m. tomorrow to wrap up the tip-off classic at Crenshaw Gymnasium. Ball placed at the 33. It'll be first and 15 after another penalty mark off. And Harris all alone in the backfield. The Raiders have abandoned the running game. Hall with the quick catch. He'll step out of bounds after a short gain to the 35. He'll get just a couple yards, and it'll be second down and 13. Harris, as usual, back and ready to go. This time got a man behind him, and they actually are going to run the football, and it's a good run up to the 44-yard line. That looks like Clifton Woody on the carry. And it's going to bring up a much more manageable third down situation, third down and 4 at the 44. And Woody will stay in as the lone setback. Two to the near, two to the far wide receivers. Hand off Woody. Wide open up the middle. And he could go all the way. Coghill trying to catch him, and he won't. Oh, no, the official saying down to the one-inch line. And I am frankly shocked because he rolled into the end zone. That should have been a touchdown. But they're calling him down to the one, but we've got a penalty marker on the field. Back at the line of scrimmage. If you're back home listening, you kind of figured that was coming. A chop block against Atlee. And here we go again. All the way to the 1 yard line. And Atlee's going to face third and long. Unbelievable. I don't know what else to tell you, folks, except that it's just unbelievable. It's November. You're not supposed to be making these mistakes. Third down, very long. Harris setting up a screen. Hall gets it and immediately brought down by Wilcox at the 30-yard line. That young man, Connor Wilcox, has had a night to remember defensively, and the Raiders are going to have to kick it away. My, my, my. Meanwhile, there is life for Douglas Freeman. They have just got a pick six on Chase Mumaw. They score a touchdown to cut Lee Davis's lead to 34-14 with a minute 27 to go in the third quarter. Garrett Morgan to kick it away. High end over end kick here to the near sideline. Raiders are going to let it bounce. It takes a very good Atlee bounce and will roll out of bounds at the 27-yard line. 42-yard punt. No return. And Mountain View will get the football first down at their own 27. And it's a 21-14 lead with still 7:13 to go here in the third quarter. First round, 5A North. Tweedy out of the pistol on first down. Handoff and hit in the backfield is, looks like Bell, is Mason Cooper. And it looks like Jake Holmes helping out as well. Nice pursuit. They're going to say ball back to the 24-yard line, and that's going to be a loss of 3, and it'll be second down and 13. Hanover has scored early third quarter. And they up their lead on Louisa to 26-14 in 4A East. Second and 13, pitch to Bell, right side, looking for blockers. He gets one and then is upended across the 25 to the 26-yard line. So a lot of running to gain 2 yards. And it will be third down and long. Basketball updates. Richmond is in danger of losing their opener. JMU leads with less than a minute to go at 83-72. VCU leads Prairie View by 17. 17 under 3 to play at the Siegel Center. And we got a good one in 2A East. King William and Stewart's Draft tied at 20. Last minute of regulation. As King William tries to avoid the upset. Third and 10 here for Mountain View, and they bring some players over. We could have encroachment against the Raiders, which would make a third and 10 suddenly third and 5. And it will be third down and 5. Cosby is up their lead on Manchester to 28-14. They have the ball and 8 minutes left, trying to get a second straight win over the Lancers and end Manchester's season in 6A South. Third and 5, Tweedy. Pocket collapses, and he's going to go down. Brooker finishes the job, but 54, C.J. Tilton starts the job. We do have a penalty marker on the field. And what did I say earlier about it not approaching the Henrico Lee Davis game a couple of weeks ago? I may have just jinxed myself. Third down and 5. They didn't get enough for the first down, unless it's a dead ball foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct. No. It's a sideline infraction. They had called for a warning in the first half, and now they get called again, and they're going to back the football up, and it's going to be fourth and extremely long, all the way back to the 15-yard line, and Mountain View's going to have to kick. Cosby has scored again, and they're up 35-14 on Manchester, under 8 minutes to go. Here comes the fourth down kick. High, nice kick to midfield. Blackman loses at midfield. We've got a penalty marker on the field. I know you're stunned to hear that. Blackman trying to go around left side. All of this is going to be for naught. Spins and gets around a couple of players. Beautiful run all the way down to the 20-yard line. But at the end, it's not going to matter. We have a player down here on the near sideline for Mountain View. And we have a penalty marker down as well. So we wait for the official signal, and we also, trainers working on the player here, Jared Wood, shaken up. Second half now underway between Dinwiddie and Monachan. And they're going to the fourth quarter at Douglas Freeman. 34-14. And we're still waiting for them to place the football where it's going to be after the penalty, which definitely was against Atlee. And it'll be a hold against the Raiders, 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which was at the 49-yard line. And so first and 10, Atlee will start at their own 41. And so Blackman's return to the Mountain View 23 negated. Handoff, this is Green, I believe, on the carry. Left side to the 45, 4 yards, and it'll be second down. And Wilcox again on the stop. Second down. Handoff again, up the middle, pushing for yardage, and just shy of midfield. On the carry is Green, and it'll be third down and a yard. Lee Davis is just intercepted. Douglas Freeman. Third down, handoff, Green, and he'll get just enough. He needed one. He'll get two to the 48 of Mountain View, and it'll be first down, Atlee. Monachan has scored to cut the Dinwiddie lead to 24-14 early third quarter. And Hanover has scored, as we told you earlier, and we believe they may have scored again. We'll check on that in a moment. First down, Harris. Looking to pass long. Down the far sideline, got a man open, Givens. Does he get it? Yes, he does. Givens is down to the Mountain View 7. 41-yard strike from Harris to Givens. And there are no flags. It's first and goal at the 7. Looking to tie it again. Handoff, Green, off left tackle, and he'll be lucky to get a yard. And it'll be second down and goal. So touchdown, Hanover again, Clayton Cheatham again, 33-14. Hanover has extended their lead to 19. Harris on second and goal, trying to get around the corner and will only get back to the line of scrimmage. Great pursuit up the middle and on the corner defensively by the Wildcats to set up a third and goal with 3:50 clock running here in the third quarter. Raiders trying to tie this game for the second time in quarter number three. Harris looking to pass, slant, and it is incomplete. Intended for Justin Hall, and Tyler Haskins breaks it up. And that'll bring up fourth down, and they may be bringing in Ethan Radke. So a short field goal attempt coming for Radke. Hall to hold at the 13. 23-yard field goal attempt from the left hash to cut the game to 21-17. The hold is good. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So 23-yard field goal for Radke. 21-17. Mountain View's lead down to 4, 3:33 left third quarterback after this 60-second timeout. On the game of the week on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229, 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net, 368-0229. See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheeheyFordAshland.com. SheeheyFordAshland.com. Because the players gonna play, 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 play. And the
haters gonna hate, 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 baby. So the Raiders settle for three when they could have had seven. They'll kick it away. Radke, a rather short kick, gonna take a bad hop, and Coffey's gonna have to grab it, and he would go down at about the 18-yard line. They thought it was gonna bounce to Coghill, the deep man. It bounced back towards the Atlee special teams, and Collison Coffey just had to kind of grab it and do what he could. So it'll be first down and 10, but Mountain View will be deep in their own territory at their own 18-yard line. King William and Stewart's draft are in overtime at 20-20 in the 2A East first round. Oh, what an upset that would be if the Cavaliers fell tonight. First and 10, 3:28 to go, third quarter. Tweedy looking to pass. Got a man, complete, down to the 38. A quick 20-yard strike. Coghill on the slant pattern. Hall in coverage, perfect strike. Tweedy to Coghill. First down and 10. 38-yard line. Douglas Freeman has got the football near midfield. Lee Davis went for it on a fourth down and failed. Freeman's got the ball at midfield, but they only have 9 minutes to score three touchdowns. First and 10 from the 38. Tweedy looking to pass. Another one to Coghill. Also complete. Givens on the tackle at the Atlee 49. Two slants to Coghill and first down in Raider territory as the Wildcats are looking to up this 4-point lead. 20-6. Hermitage still leading. And it's going to be over. Cosby is going to roll in the first round over Manchester. They've just scored again to go up 42-14 in the fourth quarter. Tweedy brings a man in motion. Man, we haven't seen much of that tonight by either team. Handoff. Collison Coffee. Mason Cooper hits him immediately, and it's going to be a loss of three. Back into Wildcat territory to the 48-yard line. Clock at 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Winner moves on to second round action next week. The loser, their season comes to a close. This is the ninth campaign for Atlee head coach Roscoe Johnson. Second and 13, Tweedy back to pass. Looking, trouble coming, and he just throws it away. He's trying to get to his tight end Fairnow, and nothing doing there. And now we get a penalty marker coming in well after the play. And so the question there is going to be, who did the talking? And whoever said what they shouldn't have said is going to get penalized 15 yards. Could have been the sideline, could have been an Atlee Raider. The ref will tell us now. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct, Atlee. So instead of a third down and 13, it's going to be first and 10. First and 10 for the Wildcats at the Atlee 38. And all we can say at this point is hashtag wow. Tweedy, first and 10, out of the pistol. Fakes the handoff, passes, complete far side, 35, down to the 32 is Jacob Clark on the reception. And it'll be second down and short. And we have a player down, and the referees are going to ask for time. 20-point lead for Lee Davis. Freeman goes for it on fourth down. Can't convert. Confederates with the ball at midfield up by 20. With 8 minutes to go in the game, Lee Davis looking to head to another match with Highland Springs, who's up big on Meadowbrook at last check. It would be Lee Davis at Highland Springs round two next week in 5A South Central. So we have a player down and we have an official's timeout at 1:34, and that gives us a chance to make us official for another hour with the Federal Communications Commission. You're listening to WHAN Ashland Richmond and W275BQ Ashland. The injured Mountain View Wildcat was the receiver on the play. That was Clark, and he is coming up under his own power, and that's good news. Wait for the refs to blow the whistle. We'll get back to live action. 1:34 left, third quarter, 21-17. Wildcats up four driving. Collison Coffey gets the carry and gets met at the line of scrimmage. And it's Mason Cooper again. And Regime Coop on Twitter is doing work on the interior tonight for Atlee. Third and four, Mountain View at the Raiders 32. 1 minute left here in the third quarter. See if the Wildcats can convert on third down. Raiders playing a very tight defense. Tweedy looking back to pass. Going to go all for it. Yes, he is. And it overthrows Cockhill. Incomplete. Givens on the coverage. Kamari Davis helping out. And on the incompletion, it's going to bring up fourth down at the 32. And they got to get to just inside the Atlee 28. So I suspect that they will go.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
We are back. Sorry for the technical issues. And we get here just in time to tell you touchdown at Lee Raiders. And we will explain it in just a moment. 70-yard pass to J.J. Gibbons. The defender falls down. And now it's Radke in for the point after attempt. Would have been a huge call. I just never got the chance to do it. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 24-21 with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. It was fourth down and 4.5 when we lost you. Mountain View went for it, pitched it to Collison Coffee. He was stopped short of the 30. Raiders take over. Atlee goes for the long ball. Down the left sideline, Givens had a man on him, and then he fell. And Givens was wide open. Caught the football, danced into the end zone. 70 yards, touchdown. And the extra point makes it 24-21. And the Raiders lead for the first time tonight. This has been a strange football game. And we still have a full quarter to go. Radke teed up at the 40. Y'all will excuse me as I take a quick drink of water and try to catch my breath here. Unbelievable. The kick is fumbled at the 10-yard line, and he's just going to have to, that's Bell, fall on it at the 12. And is that a flag? Yeah, it's a flag coming in at the end of the play. And that might be against the Raiders, too, because Bell's knee was down, and then I think a Raider hit him. And instead of the 12, they're probably going to start at the 27-yard line. Our friends at FLS Varsity on Twitter are thinking that we've had so many penalties here tonight, we could be here till breakfast in the morning. That's what we thought a couple of weeks ago at Henrico Lee Davis. We got a. Now, they're calling that penalty against Mountain View? And I'm not sure what in the world they could have done simply because they fumbled the football. They're saying a personal foul against Mountain View, so it had to be vocal. It had to be because Bell fumbled it, and by the time he got to it, his knee was down. The play was over. I'm not sure they had time for, you know, it wasn't a block in the back. It wasn't a hold. Whoa. So first down. With 16 seconds to go in a crazy third quarter, Tweedy out of the pistol, keep it himself, up the middle, and get across the 15 near the 16-yard line and very close to first down yardage as the third quarter, and a wild one it's been, comes to an end. After three tonight, our score, Atlee 24, Mountain View 21. Back after this 60-second timeout on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dalgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheheFordAshland.com. SheheFordAshland.com.
The RVA Sports Network, Richmond's number one source on Twitter for high school sports. Get the latest Richmond area sports news anytime on Twitter at the RVA SportsNet. Follow local teams on Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, and Chesterfield Sports. Listen to live exclusive high school sports broadcasts and much, much more on the new RVASportsNetwork.com. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now at RVASportsNetwork.com.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right.
We start the fourth quarter here in Stafford County, Virginia. Rob Witham along with you on the Game of the Week. And we have a major upset to report. And it's happened again in 6A South. They're doing a measurement here to see if they made the first down. Number 8 Riverbend has knocked off number 1 Colonial Forge 16-14. And with Cosby about to beat Manchester, that means Cosby is going to get a home game in the second round next week. Unbelievable. First down, fourth quarter underway here. Wildcats down 3. Raiders showing blitz. Pass to Coghill is overthrown. Incomplete here on the near side of the 27-yard line. So another number one seed in 6A goes down, and it looks like the Cosby Titans are going to be the beneficiaries, and they're going to get a home game. The 5 seed will get the 8 seed next week. Thomas Dale in good shape right now on the other side of that bracket. We've not heard from C.D. Hilton yet tonight. Third down and just maybe a half yard for Mountain View. Hand off Collison Coffey. He'll dance his way to first down yardage near the 18-yard line. And that's all he needed to do was get across the 17. First and 10. The Wildcats are doing something they haven't done tonight, and that's work from behind. Temperature has probably dropped here at Mountain View about 15 degrees since we arrived at 5. It was in the 50s then. It's probably hovering around 40 now. From the 18, first and 10 Wildcats. Collison Coffey gets the carry, looking off left tackle, and can't get away from Ryan Brooker, who grabs a leg and holds on at the line of scrimmage. And it'll be second down and 10. Getting a report that Clayton Cheatham has just been ejected from the Hanover Louisa game. And we'll try to get information on that. Hanover up. Second and 10 here. Back to pass is Tweedy. Gets out of the pocket. And he will go down at the line of scrimmage. And they'll say to the 19-yard line, and man, for a second there, it looks like he was going to lose the football. And it will be third down. And the Raider defense, much maligned this season, is trying to come up with a big stop here. It'll be third down and 9. First thing they got to do is execute. Second thing they got to do is not draw a penalty flag. Simple as that. Two wide receivers here to the near side for Tweedy in the shotgun on third down and 9. Looking long, looking for Coghill. At midfield, broken up at the last second. Givens gets a right hand and knocks the football away. It was a beautiful throw by Tweedy, but Givens was there to make the stop. It'll be fourth down. We're already getting asked on Twitter, if Cheatham was ejected, does that mean he can't play next week? And the answer is, we don't know. We'll have to check the VHSL handbook on that, but we can't do that right now. We've got too much developing in front of us as Mountain View is going to have to kick it away on fourth down and 9 from their 19. Blackman and Hall are back here at midfield. We have a penalty marker down, short kick. It takes a Mountain View roll to the 49, but we will wait just a moment and see who the penalty marker is on. Well, Metoica took a 6-0 lead early, but LC Bird scored the final 42, and the Skyhawks move on in 5A South. First down, and in the end, I think that Atlee just said no thanks to the penalty. First and 10 Raiders, they're going to go long again. Harris double covered to Blackman. Did he catch it? No. Incomplete near the goal line. That was a pretty throw, maybe Harris's best of the night, and Cole had a chance, just couldn't bring it in double coverage. And it'll be second down. 5A South, first round final. Lee Davis moves on 41-14 over Douglas Freeman. Their season ends at 9-2. Zoller on the handoff, and he'll grab 3 yards into Mountain View territory at the 46, and it'll be third down. Third down, 7. Dinwiddie's lead down to 4. Monacan scores again. Late third quarter, 24-20. Third down, Zoller had a hole, ran into his own man, and now they're just trying to push the pile, and they're going to say down at the 41, and he needed to get to the 39. It'll be fourth and two at the Mountain View 41. He'd have had first down yardage until he ran into his own blocker. Here we go. Fourth down, they need 2 yards to keep the drive alive. Zoller up the middle, fighting, and he won't make it. He is short at the 40-yard line. And Mountain View should take over. Now, they may measure, but it looks pretty good to me that the Wildcats will take over on downs. It's going to be 24-21. Mountain View should get the ball with 8:18 remaining. Here comes the measurement. And it's short, as we expected. And it's first down for the Wildcats at the 40. Hermitage has taken a 30-3 lead in the fourth quarter, and it looks like we're going to get Hermitage Byrd one more time next Friday night in the 2-3 game in 5A South. First down, Tweedy, pump fakes, got Coghill complete inside the 30 to the 24-yard line, and Mountain View connects on one play for 36 yards. Cosby defeats Manchester 42-27. And they will host Riverbend next week in the second round. First and 10, Mountain View with the Atlee 24, down by 3 with 8:10 remaining in regulation. Collison Coffey will get the carry up the middle and down to the 20-yard line, as he'll drag Chris Green for a few extra yards and get close to 5. They go to the fourth quarter, 24-20. Dinwiddie holding on against Monacan. Second down, we'll call it 6 from the 20 here. Mountain View trying to retake the lead. 7:40 to go. Back to no. It's going to be Tweedy holding it. Right side. He'll get inside the 15 and brought down, but not before he gets to the 12, and it'll be a first down. So they're at the Atlee 12, down 24-21, 7:30 to go. Tweedy in the pistol. Collison Coffey to his left. First down. Tweedy trying to get around left side. Penalty marker coming in, and the Raiders get him. Davis in there, along with Milstead with the stop after no gain. But we stop the clock with 7:08 to go, holding Mountain View. And the penalty will mark the football back, should be somewhere around the Atlee 22 to 25 yard line. They got to get to the 2 for a first and goal. So they need to get 23 yards for the first and goal. From the 25, Tweedy to pass, looking, throws for the corner of the end zone, overthrows his intended receiver. Givens had a shot at it and couldn't get to it. Collison Coffey was going down the sidelines, and it'll be incomplete. Third down at the 25, or check, that could be second down at the 25, 6:52 to go. It's a final at a Kreider Stadium. Highland Springs with the win, 42-13. They'll get Lee Davis next week. Second down, Tweedy looking across the middle and incomplete. Just a bit behind Coghill. It was close, but just a bit behind him, and he couldn't turn around in time. 6:47 to go, third down, and 23 at the Atlee 25. And we have the officials asking for time because Mountain View is going to call a timeout. Timeout, Mountain View. 6:47 left, and the Raiders holding on to the 24-21 lead here on the game of the week. So what we know so far, 5A South Lee Davis eliminates Douglas Freeman. They'll go to Highland Springs next week. They eliminate Meadowbrook. Hermitage rolling on Henrico. And LC Bird has defeated Matoaca, and it looks like it's round five at Chester Fritz next Friday in the second round. Bird Hermitage for the fifth straight year. Hermitage, the last team to beat Bird in the postseason 4 years ago, November 25th, 2011. 6A, number one, Colonial Forge is out. River Bend knocks them off. Cosby, the beneficiary, the 5 seed beats Manchester, the 4 seed. Cosby hosts River Bend next week. Thomas Dale up big on Woodbridge. Third down, 23. Tweedy flushed out of the pocket. He's running. He's got room. He's to the 15, and he's down to the 10-yard line. And that'll make it a very interesting call for Mountain View on fourth down. Hanover has scored again. And they are up with 8 minutes to go, 47-21. It's going to be fourth down at the 11. So that's going to make it fourth down and 9 with 6:14 to go. And we have another timeout on the field. Was that an Atlee timeout? No, Mountain View's decided to use another timeout here to talk about it. So they obviously they have determined that this is a critical enough juncture to where they need to take advantage and cash in at fourth down and 9. Dinwiddie up 4, 24-20, early fourth quarter. Monahan trying to take the lead there. Here, Mountain View trying to take the lead. Fourth and 9, Mountain View at the Atlee 11. 6:14 to go. They do not try the tying field goal. They go for it. They can get a first down at the 2. Tweedy back to pass. Flips it. Collison Coffey complete. He gets to the 4, maybe the 3, but short of the first down. Collison Coffey needed the 2, and he gets to the 3. Atlee takes over at their own 3, 6:04 left, up 24-21. Monahan is now in the red zone with an opportunity to take their first lead of the night. First down, Atlee, off right tackle, the handoff down to about the 8-yard line. That might have been Green on the carry, and we've got a couple of Raiders slow to get up, and we're going to get an injury timeout at 5:51 to go. And so an injury timeout here. Just over halfway through quarter number 4. Well, next week we will be on the air. Just a matter of who and where. And it is a Mountain View player that is shaken up on the play. And they are helping one of the linemen, defensive linemen, off the field. Whoever wins this game, and it is if they get the win over Patrick Henry, Roanoke would get the second seeded unbeaten Tuscarora next week. We have not seen but like one update on that game all night long tonight on Twitter. If we get an update, we'll let you know. Out of the injury timeout, second down, we'll call it about 6.5. Raiders deep in their own territory. Harris fumbles the snap, is able to get it to his tailback, Green, who is thrown forward. Tackled across the 10 to the 12, maybe the 13, and it's going to make a third down and short situation, maybe third and 2. And we're just waiting to see where the referee is going to place the football. There's a conversation about where the knee was down. Officials coming here to the right hash and putting it actually closer to the 11-yard line. So, and we have a Raider down on the sideline by the yard marker at the 15. Now, if he's out of bounds, they'll let the play go. If he's not, we have to wait. And he looks like his right or left leg might be actually still in the field of play. And we're not sure who the player is. but definitely shaken up on the play. 5:29 to go. Congratulations to the Goochland Bulldogs, the top seed in 2A East. They get a win tonight, 35-0, and they will get a home game in round two next week. The shaken up player for Atlee, that might have been Woody, is now on the sideline. Zoller in at tailback. Third down, a little less than three. We'll call it 2.5 for the Raiders. 5:25 to go, and Zoller is going to move early in the backfield, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty against Atlee. And instead of 3rd and 2.5, it's going to be 3rd and 7.5. But again, more importantly, very deep in their own territory. They'll back that football up to about the 7-yard line. So 3rd down and longer. We'll call it 3rd and 8. 3rd down, 8 yards to go. Harrison the pistol, 5:10 to go. In the end zone, he's going to go for it all. Down the sideline, Blackman dives and can't get it. Off his fingertips at midfield. Oh, boy, just a 1/4 yard overthrown. I mean, that was razor-thin close. Had Blackman laid out and made that catch, we would have been talking about that one in Atlee lore for a very, very long time. Morgan's got a kick from 8 yards deep in his own end zone. He'll get it away. It's a wobbler, but it's high. It's going to take a neutral bounce, and it'll be down at the 42-yard line. So the Wildcats take over in Atlee territory, down 24-21, one timeout, and 4:57 left to work with. First down, Mountain View will launch another comeback attempt on this drive. First down, Tweedy going to keep it himself, and he's caught behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of yardage. It'll be 2nd down. Back to the 45.5, a loss of 3.5. And the Atlee defense trying to come up big here on the short field situation. Wildcats were 1 yard short of a 1st and goal at the 2 to end their last drive. 2nd and 13, Tweedy to pass. Looking, got a man out in the flat. Collison Coffey complete. 40, 35, out of bounds, and should have. No, he'll be just short of the 1st down at the 34-yard line. He needed the 32. It'll be 3rd down and 2 with 4:11 left in regulation. It is a final at Chester Fritz. Hermitage gets the win. After struggling a bit early, big second half, and they went over Henrico 37-6. Tweedy looking to pass out of the pocket. He goes down short of the 1st down. Back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be 4th and 2. So it's official. It's Hermitage LC Bird next week in the 2nd round. Hermitage wins over Henrico 37-6. Tweedy gets the call, comes in the huddle. They break. The Wildcats need 2 yards. It's 4th and 2 at the Atlee 34. 3:25 to go. Tweedy, he's going to pass. Looking, got a man complete. Inside the 25 to the 24. Bell on the reception. And a little breakdown there. He just went down the field about 5 yards, stopped. Timing pattern, perfect. Atlee not there. Atlee more worried about somebody burning them deep than getting the 1st down. And the Wildcats convert. They're at the Atlee. We're going to call it 24. 1st and 10. Tweedy. Collison Coffey gets it across the 20 and down to the 18 for a gain of 6 on 1st down as the clock goes to 3 minutes remaining. So second down, we'll call it about four. Under 3 minutes to go. And again, Mountain View down to one timeout. Tuscarora is a winner tonight. The winner of this game gets them next week. Tweedy to pass, looking across the middle. Got a man, Coghill, touchdown, Mountain View. It's Trey Coghill across the middle, got away from his defender, and the Wildcats retake the lead with 2:41 to go. 28-24 if the point after is good. And we await that now with the hold from Sumter. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And that's huge because it makes it a four-point game. We have 2:41 officially left in regulation. Atlee has all three of their timeouts. Mountain View has one. So here we go. The Raiders have a chance to strike back. But in this situation, I'm not so sure you want to strike back so quickly if you're able to do it. Of course, you score when you can. But by the same token, do you want to give the Wildcats much time left on the clock? Because they have shown that they can chew up big chunks of yardage. Not as much here in the second half, but they certainly have shown it during this game. As we get close to the three-hour mark here on the game of the week. So Lee Davis with the win tonight. They go to Highland Springs next week on the rematch of the game they lost to Highland Springs 42-0 in the regular season. Atlee is trying to survive to the second round. If they do, they get unbeaten Tuscarora on the road next week, the number two seed, beating PH Roanoke tonight here in 5A North. Ball's teed up at the 40 for Peter Fulton. Two men back deep for Atlee. Let's see if the Raiders can get good field position. Another squib kick going to be taken by Jabril Murray, looking to get some running room and some blockers. He gets to the 40, and he will advance to the 45-yard line. So good field position for the Raiders. Now they got to avoid the penalty and get the drive. 2:32 left, down 28-24. Effectively, the season comes down to this. Unless it's a quick three and out, they can burn all three of their timeouts. But this is their last best chance. Nobody in the backfield with Harris. They're rushing four. Across the middle, got Blackman. Complete. Breaks away from his man. And a second man. He's inside the 20. He's got a blocker. And he's into the end zone. Are there flags? I see no flags. Touchdown. Atlee Raiders. Holy cow. One play, 55 yards. Harris to Blackman. And again, it's J.J. Givens running down and getting the block. 2:21 to go. And Radke with the point after. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Well, I think we chose the right game of the week, even though I got to drive 66 miles home afterwards. And I might need to call my cardiologist on the way. It is 31-28 Atlee with 2:21 to go in the game. Unbelievable. When we get the final stats in a little while, they're just going to be. Are you kidding me? And, you know, we've known all season long that Atlee has this capability. It's what they've built their reputation on. in this 4 playoff years out of 5 run. But they haven't showed it nearly as much this year as they've wanted to. But tonight, they've shown it at very critical times. In lieu of all those penalties they've had, they could have a 2-score lead right now. But instead, their defense is going to have to come up again. Man, those of you coming home from Lee Davis's win, hope you're enjoying this bonus coverage. Ratke has it teed up at the 40, and here we go. High kick, it's deep, at the goal line. Coghill brings it out, right side, and it's going to be a penalty coming in at the 19-yard line. Going to be a horse collar on Justin Kirk. Some of the Mountain View fans were upset, thinking it should have been an automatic touchback, and frankly, I think it might have been, but in the end, they're going to catch a break because the penalty is going to put him out near the 35-yard line. So a horse collar penalty will bring Mountain View's return out to the 35. 2:15 remaining. First and 10 for Tweedy and the Wildcats. Jacob Clark here to the near side. He's got two backs, and they have time to run the football, too. Tweedy to pass. First down. It is caught and then dropped. The ball is loose, and the referees are saying recovered by Mountain View back at the 33. They say the catch was good. He made a football move, and then it comes popping out, and the Wildcats pounce on it a yard behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 11 after all that. Wildcats recover a yard loss to the 34, second down, 1:35 left. Tweedy to pass. Right side, Givens is there to knock it away, and a penalty marker is coming in. Holy cow. I'm not sure about that one. If they're going to call Givens for pass interference, I am going to be stunned. He broke on that play. He knew it was coming. And he batted it away with the right arm. The only thing I can think of is that they're saying Givens put his left hand on the right shoulder of Clark. And if that's all they're calling, I'm sorry. When you're down to this part of the game, that's not a call the referees should be making. And I would say that whether it was against Atlee or for Atlee, the referees at this point should not be the ones determining an outcome of the game. And you guys who've heard me now for 14 years on the Game of the Week know that I very rarely talk about referees. But they're calling interference on Givens, and I cannot believe it. Now, Clark is down with a cramp, and they're dealing with him at the 40. The Atlee fans are showering the refs with boos from the other side. And a big break here for the home team. First down, Mountain View at the 49 with 1:28 to go. So the Raiders are just going to have to put that in their rearview mirror and move on to the next play and try to make another stop. Simple as that. First and down and 10 from the 49. 88 seconds left. Tweedy to pass quickly. It is caught by Collison Coffey, who did a beautiful job to turn around and grab that football with his right hand. He'll get to the Atlee 44. That's a gain of 5 yards, and it'll be second down. They're actually going to say knee down at the 47. Clock's approaching a minute to go. The fans are imploring their home team to get going. We're under a minute. Tweedy looking to pass, wants it all. Looking downfield. Coghill got it. Touchdown, Mountain View. At 51.1 to go. Over double coverage. 46-yard completion. And the extra point, all important. 51.1 remaining. Coghill was at the right place at the right time, and the double coverage fails the Raiders. The extra point, we have a penalty marker on the field, so hold on just a moment. We may have to do it again. The kick is ruled as good, but we do have a marker down. We have a Mountain View lineman down, and he gets up. So if the Givens interference penalty is not called, it's third and long. Instead, it's first down at midfield. And two plays later, and that play is going to be debated and talked about for a very, very, very long time. They've not put the point on the board. We're waiting. Holding against Atlee. They are going to assess it on the kickoff. So the point after is good. Mountain View 35, Atlee 31, 51.1 seconds left, and all three timeouts for the Raiders. It's not done yet. Congratulations to Hanover. They have knocked off Louisa. 47-28 is the final score there. So the Hawks at home next week. And Mountain View is going to kick from the Atlee 45-yard line, trying to pin Atlee back deep in the final minute. Squib kick. Blackman has it. 25-30. And out of bounds at the 35-yard line, and Atlee's going to have to go 65 yards. So here we go. 45 seconds left in the season. Atlee has to go 65 yards. All three timeouts. Here we go. Harris pass. In and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Quashawn Baker, whose name we have not called tonight. Incomplete. And it'll be second down. So second and 10, 41.8 to go. They're bringing six. Harris in and out of the hands of one of the defenders, looking for Blackman. Incomplete. Third down. Third down and 10. 37 seconds left. The season on the line for the Raiders. Harris back to pass. Blitz coming. Screen developing. Got Givens. 40. 45. That is enough for a first down. First down, Atlee at the 45. 28.6 seconds left. Timeout, Atlee. That's their first. Now the ball got to the 46, so it's a first down. Just waiting for whatever reason for the chain gang to move it, and now they have. Timeout, Atlee. Their first. 28.6 left at their own 45, down 35-31. Dinwiddie Monikin's coming down to the wire, too. Winner of that one goes to Hanover next week, and we can announce that that will be our game of the week. Next Friday night, we'll be live at Hanover High School for 4AE second round action. Harris all alone. First and 10 at the 45. Looking downfield. Long. Underthrown. Hall tries to get to it. And there's a penalty marker on the field with 21 seconds to go. And the question will be offensive or defensive. Now, remember, it's not spot foul in high school. It's just 15 yards. So that would put them at the Mountain View 40-yard line. Waiting for the referee's official word. Interference, Mountain View. First down, Atlee at their 40. 21 seconds left. And still two timeouts for the Raiders, but they got to be ready to snap this ball when the official starts the clock. Five wide receivers. Harris all alone, waiting for the chain gang to get set. And now they do, and now the referees say, let's go. First down, Harris. Got it to Givens. 30, 25, 20, 15, 12. Down. Timeout. Atlee. 11.7 to go. All the way to the 13-14 yard line. Timeout, Atlee. 11 seconds left. 4A East first round final. The Generals defeat Monacan. Game of the week next week will be Dinwiddie-Hanover round two. 26-20, Dinwiddie upsets Monacan. And now out of the timeout, they're putting 13 seconds on the clock. First and 10 at the 14-yard line. Atlee in the red zone. And they need a touchdown because they're down four. Harris looking. Corner of the end zone. Got a man. He caught it. Is it in? Touchdown. Touchdown. The Raiders have scored. It's Blackman. It's Cole Blackman with 6.6 to go. And the Raider Nation is going crazy. Unbelievable. And when we see Cole Blackman's final stats tonight, I won't believe him when I see him. And the point after is coming. Holy cow. Radke's point attempt is up, and it is good. Unbelievable. Atlee, 38. Mountain View, 35, 6.6 seconds to go. Now, friends and family and close friends and acquaintances who may be listening, after witnessing what we've witnessed for the first 47 minutes and 54 seconds, I think all of us can agree this game is not over yet. And the Atlee special teams better be on their P's and Q's. Because we've seen just about everything possible here tonight. And if you are Atlee, you are talking squib kick. You want a lineman to touch the ball. You're willing to start the drive at the 30 or 40 and then put eight men back deep on defense if they get one shot at a Hail Mary. You do not want Coghill with another big return. Remember, he went 83 yards in the first half. Here we go. 38, 35, the kickoff coming. And if it's not a squib, I will be stunned. From the 40, Radke will tee it up. Atlee's got the usual half on one side, half on the other. Mountain View, Coghill is at about his 17, anticipating that it will not be a high deep kick from Ethan. Here we go. He's kicking it high and deep. He's trying to kick it into the end zone, and he will. Touchback. And Mountain View will get a shot from their 20. And for all the times that Ethan Radke this season has been able to knock it into the end zone, and he hasn't been able to do it all night. Oh, boy. Here we go. So Mountain View's at their 20, and barring a penalty, this could be the last play of the game. And everybody in the press box just kind of looks at me like, you went there, didn't you? You are listening to WHAN Ashland Richmond and W275BQ Ashland and the RVA Sports Network online. Rob Witham at a classic. Here we go. Tweedy back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket. And he's going to go down. And that will do it. It is a final. The At-Lee Raiders have knocked off Mountain View. Final score, 38-35. And how incredible is it that on the final play of the game, it's a sack for the At-Lee Raiders. Unbelievable. At-Lee will go to Tuscarora next Friday night. Your final score, 38-35. Absolutely unbelievable. Wow. I am stunned. I am stunned. And never believed with some of the ways that At-Lee played here tonight that the Raiders could somehow find a way to win. We're going to get final stats here in just a bit. We are hoping to talk to At-Lee head coach Roscoe Johnson on the RVA Sports Network scoreboard show. We got to get through everything that's gone on tonight in the postseason. Wow. Fans, for those of you who have stuck by us here all night long and chosen to hang out with us and listen to the Raiders and Wildcats, you have been treated to an absolute classic. I feel horrible for the home fans who are leaving here tonight in Stafford. Their Wildcats played their heart out and in a lot of ways outplayed the At-Lee Raiders. But the Raiders always have that big play mentality and opportunity in the back pocket. And when they needed it the most, they got the job done. And Hanover County is undefeated in round one in 2015. Hanover beats Louisa, At-Lee knocks off Mountain View, and Lee Davis routs Douglas Freeman. Unbelievable. We're going to take a 60-second timeout and kind of resort things here in Stafford County, Virginia. We'll come back with the RVA Sports Network scoreboard show after this 60-second break. You're listening to the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229. The RVA Sports Network, Richmond's number one source on Twitter for high school sports. Get the latest Richmond area sports news anytime on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. Follow local teams on Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, and Chesterfield Sports. Listen to live exclusive high school sports broadcasts and much, much more on the new RVASportsNetwork.com. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now at RVASportsNetwork.com.
This is the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for all the latest final scores and in-game action from across the Central Region in high school football, plus an exclusive preview of tonight's On the Sidelines on NBC 12 News at 11:15. Let's go back to the stadium with Rob Witham.
Stafford County, Virginia will be long remembered in the history of At-Lee football that begins its 26th season next year as the site of just an unbelievable performance by a Raiders team that many, many times could have given it up, could have thrown in the towel, could have seen their season come to an end. But they kept trying, they kept trying, they kept fighting. They take the punch, they come back. They take the punch, they come back. And in the end, they score with 6.6 seconds left. And Attlee knocks off Mountain View 38-35 in 5A North first round action. The Raiders improved to 7-4. They've won four in a row. And now they get a shot at last year's 5A state runner-up, Tuscarora, who won tonight over Patrick Henry Roanoke. And you're the Raiders. You're the 10 seed. It's your first year in 5A North. All you can ask for is a chance. They're going to hit the buses, and they're going to Leesburg next Friday night in round two. It's the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show, live here on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and, of course, online on the RVA Sports Network. Rob Witham along with you. We're going to share the final stats coming up in a few moments, but right now I understand Evan Hughes is on the line. And, Evan, I never dreamed that you would be on the Scoreboard Show tonight simply because your game started 30 minutes after our game did. Evan and Kelly Hughes did a special online edition of our game of the week tonight with Hanover Louisa. It looked iffy at halftime, but the Hawks rolled after halftime. Evan, I'm stealing your thunder. Tell us about the Hanover win tonight over Louisa in 4A East first round action.
Well, first of all, Rob, what an incredible game for Attlee. Kelly and I were getting updates because actually, even though we started 30 minutes later, we finished before you guys were over. We were walking out of the stadium, and I saw your tweet that they scored the touchdown, and we could not believe it. Unbelievable, and I'm sure you had a great time calling that one. But let me tell you, Rob, that Clayton Chino, of course, came back last week in the Henrico game, and tonight he looked very good. Six total touchdowns tonight for Clayton Chino. He was the leading rusher for the Hawks. 21 attempts, 147 yards, four touchdowns. He was 7 of 8 through the air, 88 yards, two touchdowns. He was very, very effective. And Marcus Bazala, I tell you what, having Bazala back at running back and Cheatham at running back, the dual threat, both of them can run. I mean, it's very hard to stop the Hanover Hawk offense. On their first possession of the game, they ran the read option the whole way except for two pass plays that end up scoring a touchdown. So the read option was very effective for Hanover tonight, Rob. But this Louisa team came in 6-4. They have a sophomore running back tonight that ran for 1,400 yards, and tonight he was super effective, 26 attempts, 145 yards. He was great. And at the end of the first quarter, it was 6-6. Louisa runs the wing T formation that J.R. Tucker used to run, and it took Hanover a little while to get used to it. But by the second half, Rob, they had it all taken care of. Offense looked very good. The big storyline in this game, though, there were lots of unsportsmanlike penalties in the game tonight. And after Clayton Cheatham scored his sixth touchdown of the game, he must have said something to a referee of some sort because he was given his second unsportsmanlike penalty of the night. He was ejected from the game in the third quarter. Marcus Bazala replaced him and did an excellent job in relief. But the big storyline is that we believe, talking to Hanover officials, that he is technically has to sit out a game, but Hanover can appeal it. So Cheatham out for the rest of the fourth quarter. The big storyline is going to be, because he was fantastic tonight, Rob, six touchdowns, he was awesome. But will Clayton Cheatham be able to play next week for Hanover? That is the big storyline for the Hawks.
Just what we needed, another big storyline, Evan. So Clayton Cheatham comes back last week, helps get the big win over Henrico. They get in the postseason, first half struggle there with Louisa. Clayton helps out with all the touchdowns and gets ejected later on. And yes, I've already had people asking me on Twitter, what does that mean for next week? And I said, well, we're going to have to look in the Virginia High School League handbook. I'm sure I'll have a conversation with their athletic director, and we'll know sometime during the week. But the bottom line is this. Hanover won a lot of games without Clayton Cheatham this year, and Marcus Bazala is more than capable. And they know Dinwiddie. They've already beaten Dinwiddie once, but this is a little different Dinwiddie team coming in next week, coming off a big win tonight on the road over 9-1 Monacan to head into this game next week, the rematch in round two. That one's going to be big, and we've already announced that that will be our game of the week next week here on WHAN Radio. We will be live at Hanover High School for the rematch of Dinwiddie-Hanover in 4A East second round action. Evan, cannot thank you and Kelly enough for for joining RVA Sports Network and offering bonus coverage there online tonight. Thank you so much for your help, and congratulations to the Hawks. We'll see them next week. And, Evan, thank you for calling us here tonight on the Scoreboard Show.
Of course. Thank you, Rob. And, hey, enjoy that broadcast right there. I would love to go back and listen to your call, the Cole Blackman touchdown. Can't wait to go back and listen to that.
At some point, I guess I'll get to hear that. We'll just see how I did. I don't know. I'm still in shock. Thanks, Evan, very much. Evan Hughes of Patriot Talk Live. He and his father, Kelly, helping us out on bonus coverage online tonight. Those of you who listened to Hanover's 47-28 win over Louisa. The 2 beats the 7. Dinwiddie beats Monacan. They hold on 26-20. They were up 24-8. And they had to hold on for dear life. And the Monacan Chiefs, who went all the way to the state semifinals last year and then had a chance at a state championship appearance. And, of course, you know the game. You know the ending play with Lake Taylor. The blocked field goal, the celebration, the play hadn't ended. Lake Taylor picks up the ball, runs it in for the winning touchdown, crushes the Chiefs. They come back with a very strong regular season, but they can't get the win at home in round one tonight. And Jim Henderson's Chiefs end at 9-2. Dinwiddie moves to, I believe, 8-3 on the season. And one of those three was a loss to Hanover. And they come now to try to avenge that next week in 4A East. And we'll be there. Dinwiddie at Hanover, our game of the week, next Friday night. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We still get to hopefully get to talk to head coach Roscoe Johnson. He's down talking to my buddy Dave Lawrence right now. Hopefully he'll come up and we'll get a word with him on the Scoreboard Show. Got to talk to him about several things that have happened here tonight and, of course, his emotions as he saw that touchdown pass to win it all. 5A South, let's get you caught up. Three of the four top seeds win, the three that were expected to. Highland Springs over Betterbrook, 42-13. No problem there. Springers go to 10-1, and they will host number 5, Lee Davis, who rolled tonight at Douglas Freeman, 41-14. Big night for Nathan Evans, especially in the first half, as Lee Davis rolled to a 28-7 advantage at the break. And they end up with the victory, 41-14. Lee Davis now 9-2. That is the first time Lee Davis has won a playoff game since the Mac McConnell era. And that goes back to the 1990s. So Lee Davis has not tasted playoff victory since the 20th century. That drought ended tonight. And Lee Davis will go to Highland Springs next week. Yes, they will be major underdogs. Yes, they lost to them in the regular season 42-0, but they'll give them their best shot. Lee Davis, Highland Springs in the semis in 5A South Central next week. And oh yeah, on the other side of the bracket, it'll be number 2 Hermitage and number 3 LC Byrd. Byrd gets the win over Metoica, scoring 42 unanswered for a 42-6 win tonight. And the 2-seed Hermitage rolls over Henrico. It was 13-6 at the half at Chester Fritz. Hermitage shuts out Henrico 24-0 the rest of the way for a 37-6 victory. Hermitage is 11-0. LC Byrd is 11-0. And somebody's going to end their season next week. LC Byrd has not lost a playoff game since Thanksgiving weekend of 2011. November 25th, Hermitage beat them. The last 3 years, Byrd has had to beat Hermitage on the way to the state championship. The Group AAA title in 2012, the 5A state title in 13 and 14. They're going to have to do it again if they want to make it a four-peat in 2015. Hermitage LC Byrd next Friday night again at Chester Fritz Stadium. So 5A South Central is set in the final four. It'll be Lee Davis at Highland Springs in one game, Hermitage hosting LC Byrd in the other. 6A South, major upset tonight. River Bend knocks off number 1 Colonial Forge. And that's huge for Cosby because the 5th-ranked Cosby Titans go to Manchester and beat the Lancers for the second week in a row, this time to clinch a home game next week. Cosby thought they were going to have to go to number 1 Colonial Forge. They don't. They're going to host number 8 River Bend in round 2 next Friday night. You'll recall last year in 6A South, in that 18 pod, the 1 seed lost, and that was James River doing the honors, knocking off C.D. Hilton. This year, it's River Bend knocking off Colonial Forge, ending their season at 9-2, and it'll be Cosby hosting River Bend in one 6A South Pod semifinal next week. Thomas Dale knocks off Woodbridge tonight. We expect that they will have to go on the road to CD Hilton. That is one final from tonight that we have not seen. 2A upset. King William's season is over. They lose in overtime to Stewart's Draft 26-20, and the Cavaliers see their season come to an unbelievably disappointing end. Goochland, a winner tonight. We do not have a report on Amelia in 2A action. Armstrong season comes to a close tonight. They fall to James Monroe. And on the RBA Sports Network scoreboard show, I hand the second set of headphones over to Atlee head football coach Roscoe Johnson, who has made his way here to our broadcast position at Mountain View High School. And I'm going to send a quick tweet out to let everybody know that Coach is with us, because I got a couple of questions for you. Coach, thanks for joining us. I just explain your emotions right now as to what you just saw unfold, especially in the final 3, 4, 5 minutes of the game.
Well, I think each of us scored two touchdowns probably in the last 3 minutes of the game.
That's right, the last 2:41.
I knew. I'm just excited. I'm happy for these kids, happy for the community and Atlee High School. You know, the kids, you know, they've been working hard ever since August, doing the right things for us. We've gone through a lot of adversity this year. And for these guys not to give up and keep going, I'm really proud of them, and that's what I told them down there.
Coach, this game is almost a microcosm of your season. If you think about it, it's like 10 weeks rolled into one. You have a lot of adversity to come through and get over. Some of that adversity self-inflicted, unfortunately. A lot of penalty markers on the field tonight. But when you have an opportunity to strike, you do. And then the poetic justice that I saw at the end, as your defense was the one that ended the job when Mason gets the sack to finish the game. I know your defense has struggled at times this year, and it ended up being a shootout in the last 3 minutes. But bottom line is, you got the last score, and you got the last stop.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sitting here, for the first time, I'm sitting here looking at the how many penalty yards we had. And wow, I think that's – this game, we had more penalties in this game than we had in the last four games of the season, or even the last six games of the season. You know, those are adjustments that, you know, that we have to make. You know, we're in a different region, and, you know, things are different in every facet. So we just have to get used to how things are called, and we're not going to complain. We're just going to go to practice. And, you know, at practice, we do a lot of, you know, I'm the referee, the official. So I make a lot of the calls. So what I got to realize is I got to make it a little bit tighter than what I have been. But that, you know, right. But those are things that we can work on at practice and get better with.
And the great news is that you get to work on them another week in practice, and you've got another shot next Friday night. You're going to have to get on the bus again. Tuscarora gets the win tonight over Patrick Henry Roanoke, so they're 11-0, and you know all about them. We watched them in the 5A state final last year against LC Byrd. So how do you just kind of get the guys back in mode, back in focus, and get them ready for Monday and beyond?
I just told them. I said, enjoy tonight. Be smart. And you know, you'll get the film Saturday night, Sunday morning, and we got, at that point, you got to start getting ready for the next week. You know, I feel like where we are in the Richmond area, the central region, there's good football down there. So, mm-hmm. You know, we respect Tuscarora. You know, they were battling, LC Byrd last year. We respect them. We don't fear them. And that's just what I tell our kids for anything. That's not bulletin board material. That's just a simple fact, you know. Whether it's, you know, whether we played Highland Springs, Verona, or Henrico, or anybody like that, you know, we respect everybody and what their capability are, but we're not afraid of them. So we'll get ready this week. We'll prepare, and we'll go at it, and we'll figure out a way that we can get up here and try to get another victory.
The rigors of the Capital District, obviously, Coach Johnson, helped you guys prepare for tonight and the heavyweight fight that was the last 2:41 of the game. Real quick, got to let you go, I know, because we all got to hit the road and get back 95 South, but what was your vantage point on the final play? Could you see Blackman from where you were? Just how did it unfold in your eyes?
Well, I knew what the play was, and I knew that he had a corner route. And I knew that if Justin, because those two are our two go-to guys tonight, if Justin did his job and crossed the face of the free safety, that backside, that front side safety, I knew that he was gonna slow him down a little bit and Blackman hit a faked one way and get that corner. He was wide open. I got a little nervous because Rashard put a little air on that thing. But once again, like I said, Cole Blackman, he's a Division I receiver, and he's going to make that catch, you know, more times than he's not. So, I'm just glad that it happened that way, and we're able to go practice next week.
That's exactly right. Cole, 5 catches, 177 yards, 3 touchdowns. J.J. Givens, 6 catches, 211 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Rashard Harris ends up with 418 yards passing and 5 scores tonight. Coach Roscoe Johnson, enjoy the bus ride home. I'll be right behind you. Thanks so much for being with us
tonight.
Thank
you, sir.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, bye-bye.
Raiders go to 7-4, but more importantly, to the next round. 5A North, second round action next week against 11-0 Tuscarora. It'll be number 10 and number 2. Atlee's going to go and give them their best shot. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, so let's wrap things up here tonight on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show as we are just after 10:30, and contractually we're supposed to be off the air, so we're going to wrap this up quick. Hermitage Byrd next week in one 5A South Central semi. Lee Davis Highland Springs rematch in the other. In 4A East, it will be Hanover Dinwiddie. Hanover hosting next week. Hanover may or may not have Clayton Cheatham. Due to the ejection in the second half tonight, we don't know yet. We hear Hanover may appeal the ejection. We don't know if it carries a one-game suspension. We haven't had a chance to read the VHSL handbook since this news broke. Soon as we know, we'll let you know. This could be a story that unfolds as the week goes on. Cosby gets a win tonight over Manchester in 6A. They're going to get number 8 Riverbend at home because they stunned number 1 Colonial Forge tonight. Manchester season comes to a close. Monacan season comes to a close. Next week, we'll be at Hanover for the rematch. Dinwiddie at Hanover. Our coverage will begin at 6:30 on the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford Ashland. And our kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. Generals Hawks next Friday night. We'll have updates next Friday on Atlee Tuscarora and Lee Davis Highland Springs. What a night it has been. 5A North first round final. Atlee, for their first time in 5A North, they had a classic. They had a gauntlet. And they survive with a 6.6 seconds left touchdown to Cole Blackman from 14 yards. And the Raiders move on to round 2, 38-35 over Mountain View. For Calvin Cecil at the radio station, who does an amazing job every Friday night getting us on air and online, Rob Witham saying thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week from Hanover. But for now, good night from Stafford, Virginia.
WHAN Sports has presented the High School Football Game of the Week with your host, Rob Witham. Tonight's game brought to you by Sheehy Ford of Ashland on Route 1 and online at SheehyFordAshland.com. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Crown Limousine Service for corporate travel, tacky light tours, and more. Call 368-0229 or go to CrownLimousine.net. No part of this program is authorized for presentation or rebroadcast without prior written permission of Fifth Estate Broadcasting, LLC. Thanks for listening, everybody, and join us again next time for the High School Football Game of the Week here on WHAN.